Welcome to Interactive Distractions, episode number 214. My name is Christopher Keough, and I'm here with Jeff Chorney.
What up, guys?
And Travis Baum.
Hello.
All right, so we took a break this week, sort of. We're doing a mailbag show, and you guys sent in a lot of emails. So we're going to try and get through them all. I can guarantee you that we will do our best. Let's say that. Before that, we're going to do some distractions and maybe a little bit of news. Afterwards, we'll do new releases, listener emails.
Hey, Resident Evil 6 was announced, coming out November 20th. There you go. News is done.
News is done. All right. So before that, we're going to do distractions. After that, we're going to do new releases and a new question of the week. Before that, hey, Travis.
Yo.
What's up, dude?
Not much, drinking a beer.
Me too.
Got me a Stella Artois.
Good on you, buddy.
Newcastle Brown Ale.
Well, while we're there, yeah, in this bar. So, Newcastle Brown Ale for Papa Scoots. I got the Stella. Jeff,
The vodka and Sprite Zero.
That's what's up.
I do have a Stella for the mailbag portion.
Are you not going to forget it this time?
I am not going to forget it this time.
Okay, good, because we'll cheer to that, I guess. nothing at all going on interesting whatsoever. Jeff!
Yay!
Hey there, bud. What's happening?
Not too much. As it was my birthday last week, Friday, mm-hmm. Tanya actually got me tickets for the Raptor game.
Okay.
So,
did they win?
Fuck no.
they're pretty bad.
They're the second worst team in the NBA right now, but yeah, it's expected. They're going for the draft this year. So
I was sitting there and I was like, okay, well, I think I want to start watching basketball. So I was watching any Toronto game that was on. Well, I was like, yeah, I'm done after two games. I tried.
You can actually see Toronto games there? That's unbelievable.
Yeah, there's a couple of Toronto games here. ESPN3 on the Xbox 360, baby. You can get all of them games.
We don't even have ESPN fucking on 360 here. But, so anyway, she takes me to the Raptor game, right? So it's after work. I get off work a little bit early. So we get there. We're going up to, like, our seats. And I had, like a senior's moment or something because we're walking. And all of a sudden I see two of my friends with their girlfriends walking up towards us. And I was like, oh, my God, look who else is at the game. Then another one of my friends with his girlfriend pulls up and they're like, hey, what's up? I'm like, hey, guys, fuck, I didn't know you guys were coming to the game. So they're like, yeah, they're like, oh, where are you sitting? And I'm like, they're like, oh, we're sitting over at this section. I'm like, oh, we're at this section. And they're all sitting there smiling. And I'm sitting there like,
what are the chances?
I'm eating my hot dog. I'm sitting there because this is the thing. Like, it was Tanya's sister and her boyfriend, Scott, and then her good friend, Allison, who's actually dating one of my friends. And then another one of my friends who's, like, a mutual friend, like, all those people, obviously, and then, like, a really good friend of mine with his girlfriend. So, at first thought, they just got tickets themselves and went, like, just coincidence. And I'm sitting there, like, just, you know, eating my freaking foot-long hot dog I got, cause I'm like, oh, yeah, it's going to be good shit. And then they're, like, going, oh, we're sitting with you. I'm like, oh, yeah, ha, ha. And then Tony actually is like, no, seriously, they're here for you, you retard. And I'm like, oh, my God, I feel so dumb.
You're a D-bag, Jeff.
And I feel bad. This, the thing is, like, I always want that whole, like surprise, like, oh, my God. And, like, I was actually really surprised. But the fact that it took, like, 5 minutes to kick in was pathetic. I'm like, oh, my God.
It's all right. Sometimes it just doesn't compute. It happens.
No. I was just not even thinking, man. I was just after work. We're going over there. I'm like, all right. So I have to Raptors get their ass kicked. And they did. But, yeah, that's about it. And the next day, a bunch of us went out for Indian food. Went out to a local pub. And, yeah, it was good times. So...
Cool.
Yeah.
Sounds like fun.
Just remember, it's not always a coincidence. Yeah. I also didn't help that Tanya wasn't just like, surprised. She was just like, started talking to one of them, and I was like, oh, okay. And then, yeah. I give her shit for that. Like, normal people would be like, hey, surprise, they're here for you. Like, she didn't know nothing. But I love her for doing that, even though her boyfriend is dumb. Chris.
But we love him anyway, so.
Very true.
Not a lot going on here. I know that it's, Liam has a fever, so Crystal's had a rough week. Yesterday I tried to give her a break and she rewarded me today by, surprising me with a 6-pack of beer in the fridge. So that's why I'm actually drinking tonight. I did find out something, and this is something that I haven't actually talked about on the show yet, but I did find out something that, about me and Newcastle. I only like the original Newcastle, pretty much.
Okay.
They've got like, I mean, they have like a summer that they put out, which is pretty good, but they have, and then they have a winter, and that's, it's okay. And the Werewolf is pretty good. And now they have this Founders Ale that is one of the beers of the month at Taco Mac. And, Yeah, it's not. I mean, it tastes like the rest of them. That besides the brown ale, the brown ale is the only one that tastes different and tastes good to me. So, I guess I am a fan of the original Newcastle, and that is it.
And that's
yeah,
it.
It's an Indus original.
There's nothing wrong with that. I have a few beers like that. I only like the original, not so much their offshoots.
Yeah,
so to speak.
Yeah. But let's see what else. Since we were talking about basketball, my in-laws got Liam one of those little plastic basketball hoops. That's so right. It stands like three times higher than he does right now. It stands about 4 feet off the ground.
Is he dunking it yet?
Yes. But I have to hold him up. So,
no,
but he goes over and gets a little basketball and comes over to me and goes up, and that's my cue to pick him up and let him throw the ball into the hoop. So,
hey Chris, if yeah. I come over, will you hold me up while I dunk it?
Well, I think you're lighter than Liam, so I could probably do that.
I might be.
I'm pretty sure he might be taller than you too now.
Almost. It's close.
But yeah, I mean, so he's getting a kick out of that. I'm trying to, you know. It's basketball is an easier one, an easy sport to get them started on. So,
that or soccer, yeah,
you know,
definitely.
Yeah, that, and, yeah. But you know, so that's been fun. He's in a really cool stage right now because you know he's very playful all the time, and you know I get home from work and he goes, "Daddy," and you know it's just awesome. So
yeah.
I am like high on life when I get home from work now. So it's great. But yeah, let's talk about some games now.
Yeah.
Hey Jeff, why don't you go first?
Oh man, played some more Star Wars. I finally got my ship.
Nice.
Very meh on the actual ship missions, but I like the fact they give you a lot of experience.
They're fun though.
Yeah, they're okay. I mean, I was expecting more, to be honest with you. Mm-hmm. But I mean, I guess I can understand for the fact that it's not, you know, BioWare didn't go out of their way to make a ship combat game. They went they made an MMO that happens to have on rails ship battles. That's pretty much it.
It's a good distraction, I guess, from the regular gameplay, I guess.
Yeah, and it's a really quick way to get experience. You know, it's like you know, I got my ship around level 18 or so. I'm not sure where you got yours.
It's about that, yeah, because I put it off for a bit because I want to do a couple of other heroic missions and stuff first on that planet.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm level 19 now. I got there doing the ship mission. So
yeah, and I'll tell you what, man, I went from like 18 to 20.
How many did you do?
There's three ship missions available. And when you do them, then they open up like, now you have this quest, and the quest is to do two of the missions that you already did, and so you basically repeat the first three ship missions several times, and it probably nets you, I would say 60,000 plus experience between all of it. So, yeah,
it was a good habit to get into. Yeah, a good habit to get into with the space missions that I found was they have daily space missions that pop up every day. Just do those once a day, and it just really helps with the leveling up process.
Gotcha.
So that's something that I kind of just mess with. I just have that one daily one.
Yeah, there's some other quests on the second planet that get you almost that much experience too. Like there's one particular quest that netted me. Over 10,000 experience points.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
So
yeah, gotta hit those bonuses
that,
too.
That kind of makes
those,
sense.
Those bonuses.
Yeah, the bonuses are huge, man. If you get the bonuses, they are. I mean, it's like kill 20 guys. It's like okay, I killed 20 guys. You get an extra 4,000 experience. All right, cool. You know, so you know those that, and I think that's one of the reasons that I really like the game is because they streamlined the experience gains so well, and it's like you don't feel like you're grinding for days. You know,
You stick with the storyline. You're gonna level up enough to where okay, by the time you're in with that story, you're done with the story arc. It's time to go on to the next planet because you're at that level.
Right.
Like they did a really good job. And I was actually talking to my buddy Joe over at work, and I was like, mad respect to the mathematicians that are on that crew in BioWare to really put that together. To say, okay, this is going to get you this many points. This is going to get you this many experience points. All to where it adds up to be just the right amount of levels to move you on to the next place. It's just it's dumbfounding almost to really see how much work is put into that. You know, and that's just one character I'm playing.
And they
multiply
and they did that.
That
really well in WoW too. So I mean, it's
Well, pretty much a lot of role-playing games.
They're not the only ones.
I'm amazed
at
the fact of that.
Like, some,
but they're one of the best ones. They're one of the best at it. Like them, WoW and Star Wars are two of the they're the two best at it that I've of the games that I've played. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I mean, it's really interesting.
But yeah, kidding about that. I think I'm kind of winding down a little bit on it. Not to say I'm going to stop playing it because I have paid for 2 months after the free one, so I will play it here and there, but I'm not, like, the first, like, few weeks, I was, like, rushing home, like, that, like, if I was playing a game, it was going to be Star Wars, pretty much, and now I'm just, like, kind of, like, if someone I know who's going to go online, we'll usually jump on together and just do some heroics, do some missions, and then, like, yesterday I played by myself just to do the space, just literally to get myself to the next planet and get something. Once I was done that, I was like, okay, I'm done, I'm going to play something else. That's something else, Battlefield 3, I've been playing that now on 360, some multiplayer action. I'm liking it so far. I'm liking it. I like flying the jets. Somehow I managed to fly a helicopter for the first two times and not crash it, which is apparently pretty awesome because most people crash it their first time, and I managed not to. So pretty proud of that. Didn't kill anything in it, but at least I flew around and didn't crash into like a mountain or something.
Are you having any problem with that game's learning curve? Because my experience in the first couple of hours of that game is, I mean, you have to kind of relearn how to play that game because it's, I mean, you can jump into Modern Warfare 3 and it's just, you know what you're going to get and it's kind of easy to adapt, but, you know, adaptation's a lot harder to do in the Battlefield series, especially when you jump into the game for the first time. So are you feeling that you can just jump into it with success, or do you feel that you're kind of working your way up?
If I wasn't playing with a group, like the few times like I played it this past week, then I would probably feel lost. But I would just ask questions like, hey, when can I get my like defibrillator? How come I can't resist? Like, I'm playing a medic right now, or an assault, or whatever the hell it's called now. And I'm just, if I didn't have them around to like help me out with like how to do stuff and what I should be doing and using, then yeah, I would be like, what the hell? But no, so I'm not, just because of the people I'm playing with, basically.
Right. Yeah.
But I do like it because I'm not that good at it yet, and I definitely don't know the map. So when I'm respawning, I don't know where the hell the gunshots are coming from yet, because I don't know the maps like at all, except for like the one that was in the beta, like the subway one and stuff.
Right.
So I'm getting killed sometimes like right when I respawn or whatever, but I was second in points on my team once just simply because I just followed people around, like my squad, and just healed them. Like I would just drop health packs when they were like, you know, taking cover or whatever, and just like just doing that and getting like a few kills put me like second on the leaderboard for our team.
Oh wow.
But, yeah,
and that's what's great about that game too. I mean, like and it brings me into this little quick story. Like every day, I can't think of a day at work where someone comes to me and says, "Hey, what's better, Modern Warfare or Battlefield?"
Yeah.
And I have the script like memorized in my head, and I literally have to tell the person, you know, just because they're both first-person shooters, they're both modern shooters, you cannot compare these games. They're completely different, 100%.
Totally different.
Oh, totally different. They're two different experiences. So I'm like, in a perfect world, one should have both. Just buy them both, motherfucker.
True.
So, that's what I really, really appreciate about that. But what do you like better? Do you like just that, hey, you know what, let's jump in, play three matches of Modern Warfare for 30 minutes, and boom, I got my fill? Or do you like this, you know, kind of like slow burn, maybe like, you know, longer, you know, 30-minute maps like Battlefield?
Yeah,
every
match is pretty long.
Like, yeah, very long, especially with Rush. Yeah.
Yeah. I like Battlefield 3 actually a lot better at this point because I just love the team. I love the fact that you can be put into squads and you can respawn on a squad mate. And I think
that's awesome. Yeah.
Yeah, I like the fact that people seem to take Battlefield a little bit more, not serious, but like I guess they're more careful with what they do. Like I feel when I'm playing Battlefield, it's more of like a war, like one side versus the other. Where I feel when I played Call of Duty, it was more of a bunch of Rambos on both teams running around killing people.
That's pretty much
like,
it. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's what I love. Like I love like when you just get to get like you have to put suppression fire in Battlefield is not only helpful, it's almost like it's like you need it. It's like it's a prerequisite to doing anything in that game. You need to have people putting down suppression fire so you can like sneak around or do whatever, flank a guy or something like that, because people are going to be more methodic in how they move around the maps as opposed to just running out there. And I love that. Like it was like when you get some tight quarters and you have like three people on one side and three on the other and shooting back and forth, it's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm enjoying it. I mean, I had to double dip because I don't really know anyone who's playing it on PC, and all the people I regularly play with are on 360. So.
Right.
I was like, yeah, why not? I just wish I bought it when it was on sale, like just after Christmas. But whatever.
Well, I'll pick it up, man. If you're planning on playing more, I'll pick it up soon.
Dude, yeah. I definitely will. Like we're having a lot of fun. We played at least like once a week. Twice we played twice this week. Sorry, I had hiccups. Pretty good. Halo, dude. Halo Anniversary. Finally started playing a multiplayer in that. Really cool. I love the fact that the Magnum is now like Halo CE Magnum worthy. Like it's, you can snipe people kind of like, not across the map, but at least at medium range to some long range. And that right away just makes the game a lot more fun for me because it's like going back old school. Like Glenn and I have been playing it and Ace has jumped on a couple times and we're trying to get Glenn put up a thread up on Retroid. So if you want to get in on that, just check it out. We're going to try to figure out another day for a bunch of people to play because he tried to organize one for Monday, but unfortunately that turned out to be a bad day for most people. So.
Right. What night is the night that Glenn wants to make the Halo night be?
Basically some night during the during the week. Because right. Most people on the thing voted for Monday. So he made it for Monday. It's happened to be bad that day because I was already playing something else. But yeah, not too many people showed up. So I don't know. Check it out or ask him. But yeah, I think we should probably do it up for people listening. I think Sundays seem to work the best for Halo nights.
Right.
Like Sunday, early evening or whatever. But yeah, fun stuff. And other than that, man, some Street Fighter and a couple demos. I don't know if you want to jump into those right now, but
yeah, let's do it.
Darkness 2. Didn't you guys play that demo?
I downloaded it. I haven't played it yet.
Now let me tell you that this was the exact demo. I mean, from start to finish, the same demo that I got to play in Pound Vegas. And oh, I'm so glad you guys got the same
really
demo.
Good.
Very good.
Yeah, it's. I loved it. I was. I love the change in art style actually, because looking back at the first one, it had that total Unreal 3, even though I don't think it was on Unreal 3. I'm pretty sure it was on Starbreeze's engine.
Yeah.
But it still looked kind of glossy and like all games did back then. I like the new kind of pseudo cell shadedness to it.
And that's what I was saying. Okay, I wanted to bring that up because when I was initially talking Darkness 2, I mentioned that it was cell shaded, but yet it kind of wasn't cell shaded.
Yeah.
It's just the way it is. And then you guys ripped on me about it because you were like, no, it's cell shaded. If it's like that, it's cell shaded. But it's really not really.
It's not really cell. No, it's like
yeah.
everything seems to have like a dark border around it, like outline, but it doesn't look. It's like realistic, but looks like a comic book, if that makes sense.
Yeah, they're giving it that graphic novel look, and I love the art style in the game. It's fantastic.
Yeah,
especially the little darklings when they walk around, they look really good too. This stuff, because I think in the last game they didn't look very good, but in this game they look fantastic. Yeah,
they do. And I like what they changed up. Like the darkness powers and stuff are really cool, and there's more you can do with them. It starts off like gruesome as hell.
Really gruesome. Like, wow. Like they have nothing. They have no qualms with
they're
like
holding nothing back.
Yeah, no qualms with like you know, like just destroying innocence right in front of your face. Like the first thing you see is a girl talking to you, and then the front of her face is blown out because someone shot her in the back of the head.
Window, yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's fun and it's high octane like the entire time. Like from start to finish in that demo, I hope the game is as intense as that game. Well, for the most part, because
I was gonna say that's my one kind of worry is because Starbreeze isn't making this one. It's Digital Extremes.
Yes,
I'm kind of worried that they might make it more linear than the first game. That's what I loved about the first game. It was kind of like semi-open world. Like, it wasn't open world. You couldn't do anything you wanted to, but it was like a bunch of different hub levels with like things. And I love that. You kind of got used to like the certain areas where people lived and stuff. And kind of like Deus Ex-y kind of, I guess. But
it was very much like Deus Ex. Because you weren't given 100% freedom, but you can kind of like go where you want. It was weird.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's, I'm hoping they stick to that because that's like, I mean, that's what I think Darkness made it so good to me, because not only because it was different from other FPSs, it had a really good story, and the way they presented the story and how you played through it, I thought was awesome. But Chris, I actually think you'd really like it. To be honest,
I downloaded the demo. I plan on trying it out.
Did you?
So.
Did you play the first one?
No.
Okay. Yeah, but it's really cool. Like the demo, you get like pure FPS, but it's FPS with like there's so much more you can do in it. There's like a lot of melee stuff.
What I think you'll like about it, Chris, is that I haven't seen a first-person shooter. And I mean, with all the powers you have and everything, it's still a first-person shooter at its core. And I really think that this game is very accessible, even for people who are not very privy to first-person shooters like you, Chris. Mm-hmm. But I think it's because of that, because this is like it's got the most lenient aim assist I've ever seen in my entire life.
It does have pretty good aim assist.
Like, yeah. You can kind of like throw, like, if you take the darkness and they like pick up a lamppost and you got to throw it at a guy like 50 yards away, you can be an inch off your mark and you'll still hit them. Like, you'll still hit them pretty good. But like, to me, it's a good thing because you're surrounded by so many enemies. You need to feel like this, you know, going back to the Force Unleashed, like, you have to feel like this badass. You know, you have this demon that has got your back, literally. You got to feel like a badass. And it's awesome, man. I love that demo. I played it twice again.
Yeah.
I played it twice at conference and twice at home, and I love that demo. That game is going to be rocking.
I like the improvements, because now you can use the darkness powers at the same time as using guns, and I think you could kind of do that in the first one, but it didn't work as well. Like Chris, like you can be using your guns like dual wielding, and at the same time, like, say you're next to like a trash compactor and it has like broken down sticks or something in it or pipes, you hit like the left bumper, one of the snake things at the darkness will grab one, and then as you're aiming, you can throw it at like an enemy, and it'll like literally like skewer them into like a wall while you're still shooting like other guys with the guns. And it's
nice.
That sounds like if someone told me I could do that on paper or like just telling me, I'd be like, that sounds like a clusterfuck to control.
Yeah, it sounds like it would be complicated.
Yeah, it's not at all.
It's super
very,
easy.
Very simple, especially once you get used to what the buttons do. Mm-hmm. It doesn't take long at all. You can be doing really cool stuff, and some of the deaths with the darkness, like when you pick up dudes up from being stunned, are just like, oh my god. Like, wow, if this game had the realistic graphics, I'm not sure if it would have, like, some kind of, like, media all over it. Because I'm like, holy shit.
Yeah. But they do a lot of good things that they didn't do at all in the last game, was they gave you a little more area for defense this time around, too. Because, like, you can, like, rip off random car doors, and, like, one of the darkness tendrils will hold it in front of you like a shield.
Yeah.
So, and you can still
shoot through the window.
Yeah, you can still shoot through the window while you're doing that. And then when you're tired of it, you can just throw it at somebody's face. It's great. I love it.
I noticed, I'm not sure if it's a glitch or if it's just like they want it to be like this, but there's a room you walk into with a bunch of boxes, and you can throw like a box at an enemy, but when you pick up the box, it goes into the tentacle thing, the darkness, but it doesn't actually move from the floor. And because there's like a pile of them, it's like there's like an unlimited supply or something, if that makes sense. If you play it again, try it. There's the one area where there's a bunch of boxes, you can pick them up and throw them at your enemies, but you'll pick it up. But the box actually stays on the ground, even though it's in the darkness's mouth. It's just really weird. I'm guessing because it might be the tutorial part that might, because it tells you, like, hey, pick up objects and throw them, that it might be like, if this guy's, like, retarded and doesn't hit the guy, like, after four tries, we'll just keep this stack of boxes here just in case. But that's just something little nitpicky I noticed. But, yeah, I can't wait. It looks to be like the sequel I'd want for that, and I'm kind of happy they took their time. Didn't rush, because this game's been in the works for a long time.
Right? Wow, yeah.
And, like, it's been, like, almost since the first one, shortly after the first one came out.
Yeah.
So
there's no excuse, Digital Extremes. No excuse. Make
exactly.
it good.
I mean, well, before we get into the other one, Chris, you guys have any other games besides that other demo that you guys want to talk about? Because I'm sure we're going to talk about this demo.
That other demo?
yeah, seriously.
You know, the Old Republic really got me, like, in this Star Wars kick. So, you know, a couple of weeks ago, I watched all six movies. I just found out that the Clone Wars was on Netflix Instant, so I'm gonna watch that. But I decided to go ahead and play through the Force Unleashed games. Loving the shit out of them, like 100% loving the shit out of them. I've heard so much stuff about this game, about, you know, not controlling very well, about how this you know, they're good, but they're extremely flawed. And yeah, of course, there are flaws here and there, but like nothing to really detract my interest from these games. Off air, Jeff, you had mentioned that one of your issues was that you felt like, correct me if I'm wrong, you felt like not as much of a badass as you should have felt in that
game. First one, I didn't play much of the second outside of the demo, but the first one, I felt it got to a point where you never really, even though you can do a bunch of cool ass shit, the enemies seem to take way more damage than what you were putting out. Like, you're like, I should be like wiping the floor with these guys, but then they get like some kind of shield stuff. Like, they seemed to, like, it was kind of like the Uncharted syndrome, where it was like regular guys are used to take down, but all of a sudden you give a guy like a freaking beanie and you got to shoot the guy like 10 times in the face. I stole that joke from somebody else, but I can't remember who it was. I'm sure
probably it's probably Giant Bomb, but it's okay.
No, it was someone like that.
Now, But I really dig these games a lot. The storyline.
Oh, it was Glenn. Sorry. That was Kill Nine's joke.
Good job. Anyway, good job, Glenn. Growing up, coming at you 2012. But I'm enjoying the shit out of those games. And two, the combat in two, I even mentioned this offline as well, that, man, that is some of the best combat in a character action game. It's a shame that the game is like so short.
Mm-hmm. How long did it take you to beat it?
4.5 hours.
That is short.
That's really short.
That's Call of Duty campaign short.
And I'm talking like so many great set pieces, like so many intense, great stuff that like you're sitting here and you're playing it, you're like, wow, I really wish this was an actual Star Wars movie because it'd be so epic. But I mean, overall a positive experience. I've been hearing a lot of hate on these games, and I just don't see where it's from. I think it's just because of the fact that it's Star Wars, and a lot of people from that brand, they want perfection. And yeah, it's not perfect, but
the first one got pretty good reviews. The second one didn't.
But I've been hearing from all around, man. I've just been hearing, oh, you don't want to play that. You don't want to play that mess. Really? That's trash. Don't mess with that. It's garbage, man.
The first one, I think the first one did like relatively good. And I think the hopes were really high for two, and then I think two was kind of like in most people's eyes a regression. So that's why the hate is for that one.
But you know, I don't think it's a regression. I think it's because of the fact that short people felt betrayed. The ones that spent $60 on it. But for me, a guy who's just checking it out at work for no price, I feel that hey, it's a great value. Who knows? But other than that, there's just a big demo that's been sitting in front of my head. Unless Chris played something else.
The only thing I was going to mention is that I continued playing some more Skyrim on the PC, and I've been, you know, I just happened to go out and search for mods. Man, there are a ton of mods.
Yeah.
Just thousands of them. And it's hard to sift through and see what's
is it like, you know, a top downloaded thing or anything like that?
Yeah, there's a few places that did like top 10, top 20 mods on Skyrim. So
yeah.
You know, I checked those out first and there's some good ones on there, but it seems like a lot of them are still kinda you know, in progress. Like there's one that's a really good inventory mod. But the problem is if you're using this inventory mod, you can't do enchanting. Because the enchanting is the inventory, like the menu layout on the for the enchanting is just broken. It just will not let you do it. So you know, there's a lot of stuff out there, but it's just that, you know, a lot of it just needs a lot of work still. And you know, there's like performance mods out there, and I actually saw one that actually lets Skyrim allocate more RAM, because apparently, Bethesda only allows it to use like up to 2 gigs of RAM, but and then so there's apparently a mod out there that lets it use 4 and improves the draw distance and you know frame rates and stuff like that, and I tried to get it and it's gone, so now I'm looking for that again, but yeah, I mean that's pretty much it. That some more puzzle quests like crazy, and Star Wars, and the demo.
And the demo.
So let's talk about Kingdoms of Amalur.
The Reckoning.
All right. I
you just played it today, right? Because you
I just played it today. I tried yesterday. I downloaded it for the PC. And whenever something in engine would show up on the screen would go black, and there's nothing I can do.
The game's broken.
So on PC, apparently it is, because it's not an uncommon problem. Apparently, there's a lot of people that are having that issue. But I did download it on 360, and that worked fine. And I don't know how to describe that. Well, I kind of do know how to describe this game for me. I don't know if you guys agree, but it's kind of like Skyrim Lite meets PSU.
See, I would say
that's how I see. You think Fable, right?
I think Fable mixed with Skyrim mixed with Darksiders.
Darksiders. Okay.
The combat.
Okay.
All right. But I can a more see that. Deep combat than Darksiders.
Okay, on that tip, I don't see any Skyrim in this game.
Really?
You don't at all?
Dude, whatsoever.
I see total. Well, I mean, the guy, the lead designer, worked on Morrowind.
And Oblivion. And Oblivion, yeah, but he just made some textures and stuff like that. Like, I don't see.
Even the items look the same.
Even the
like,
items?
Not the items.
Yeah, how about the lockpicking? It's the same damn minigame.
Well,
I get what you're saying there, but like overall the game, like in the main course of the game, just walking around and fighting
Yeah. No, I don't get it from that. I get it from like the crafting.
And yeah, the different things that you can do.
Mm-hmm. And even some of the items, that the icons for the items look exactly like they look in Oblivion and Skyrim. Like, not exactly, but really, really damn close. Okay. But the fact that you like you harvest different stuff, I mean, you can say like we do that in a lot of RPGs, but just, I don't know. Maybe it's just because Skyrim's so fresh in the brain, too.
I probably like the fact that you can do pretty much run by harvesting. It's like you just run by something, it's like,
yeah, and just pick it up.
You could be holding down the run button and you just let go real quick, hit A, it says successfully harvested this, and you just keep running. Yeah. It's like, that's perfect.
And I think because of the size of it, too.
Yeah.
It's pretty huge. Like, if you look at that world map, I'm like, holy shit. Like,
yeah. I mean, more of that's yet to be seen. I mean, I think I need more than a 45-minute demo to say, okay, you guys are right. Yeah, it looks like Skyrim. But as of right now,
I don't think anyone's saying it looks like
Skyrim. I'm not saying it looks. I'm saying feels.
Yeah. I see there's a lot of feel to it.
I don't think it feels like Skyrim.
God. Okay, it doesn't look like Skyrim. It doesn't feel like Skyrim. Was it smell like Skyrim? Like,
no, it feels like Skyrim to me. It feels like Skyrim to me in the way of outside of the combat. You know, it feels like Skyrim to me because you're doing very similar things with like the way you're going about doing quests, the way that you're, you know, the crafting, the way that the lock picking works. There's a lot of Skyrim in there.
That's what I mean. It's not like looks are necessarily like the way the game plays on the surface. It's the little things that, like the little extra things you can do.
I get what you're saying now. When people saying, okay, well, Kingdoms of Amalur, okay. I get a lot of Skyrim out of here. And when Skyrim's the first thing out of your head, I'm like, what? Like, I get nothing of Skyrim from there. Okay, but anyway, like,
I really feel more PSU out of it than anything, believe it or not.
And I'm more Fable. And I think
that's because I play PSU and you play Fable.
Exactly. Yeah, and there's a lot of both of that in this game. A whole lot of Fable. Like, you called it kind of Skyrim Lite. I call it a Fable Plus.
Almost. Yeah,
Fable
exactly.
Advanced.
Yeah.
Fable 64.
Fable, what Molyneux said Fable was going to be.
Well, that's right.
Yeah.
Back in 97.
This is the best Fable game ever.
Whenever, 2000.
Now, the one thing
had nothing to do with it.
The one thing that I mentioned a couple of things, but it all kind of derives into this one point. The one thing that is about this game that kind of bothers me is that I don't feel compelled to buy. Like, the world itself is not, like, or the, not say the world, but the game itself is not charming me. Okay?
Really?
Because, yeah. I mean, I've been very skeptical on this title since day one. Okay? It's a fresh developer. They've never made anything else. It's got a lot of big names, a lot of good people attached to it. But you know what? The Philadelphia Eagles were also supposed to be awesome this year, too, and they ended up sucking. Okay? So, like, it's not about, you know, the all-stars. It's can they work together and make a great game?
Yeah.
And as of right now, I'm seeing a pretty good game, but am I seeing AAA? And I'm not feeling that. I'm not getting that from this game so far. I mean, 45 minutes is a pretty good amount of time to just wander around and do whatever the hell you want.
Yeah, I got to take out about probably two or three side quests in that time.
Right.
Explore
a couple of dungeons and stuff like that. And
yeah. But for me, the game's not charming me. And one of the issues I can tell you right now is that, you know, we touched on this last week. Jeff was actually the main one that said it, is that when my main character doesn't talk, it really hurts me and it really takes me out of the game. And it's bothering the shit out of me.
Yeah.
See, I don't mind it so much in the first person perspective, but now that, you know, now that I'm looking at my character and my character just doesn't talk, yeah, I'm kind of seeing it.
That's exactly what we said like last week. Like that does bug me actually a lot. Like it's not going to stop me from buying the game or enjoying the game, but I really wish your character was more like a Mass Effect type thing where it was voice acted, whether you're female, male, or whatever.
So you're saying you're going to pick up the game?
Oh, I'm getting the game day one. I went from this game barely being on my radar, being like, oh, it's probably going to be crap, like whatever, to actually playing it, and I was like, this is like, out of the 45 minutes, because the demo is like, well, the demo is probably more than that, because you fight in a dungeon for about half an hour or like 20 minutes before you even get to the point where you go outside. And then at that point, it's like, you now have 45 minutes to do whatever.
Yeah. Oh, it's a huge demo. Yeah.
Yeah, it's very beefy. And what really got me is like, this RPG screams at like what I like in RPGs. It's not the controls aren't convoluted. The menu system is so intuitive. Everything is so easy to find and easy to do. Like it just shows that, because there's a couple of game journalists that went to work with this to work on this game, and it just shows like this is what people want, gamers actually want. Like the menus are just, when you click on a piece of equipment, it tells you right away whether it's better or worse than what you already have equipped. Doing the alchemy stuff. One reason I don't like doing alchemy stuff in games is because you gotta like go to like an Oblivion, go to like an alchemy table, whatever, and then all the ingredients are listed. You have to like scroll down, find what you want to mix. Where this is, it has all the ingredients you could possibly have for alchemy right there in front of you, and a number beside it on how many components you have for each one, how many you've even harvested, and then below it, 4 slots, and you simply mix and match and hit create, and at the side, if you create something, it'll tell you, and put it in your recipe thing, so you can just go to your recipes and just, like, click on that if you want to and make another one, or just keep going. It's just so simple to me, and that's, like, what I like of, like, role-playing games, because I'm not really a role-playing game, like, Savant or anything, so, yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Another thing that feels like Skyrim to me, just to point this out, the sneaking is almost exactly, like...
Actually, yeah, it looks, yeah, it's true.
But cool. Honestly, I mean, this is, so you guys are feeling the Fable, and you know, because I didn't play as much Fable, I'm feeling the PSU, and because you guys didn't play as much PSU,
I don't see PSU at all. Why do you see PSU?
Because it's very much it very much feels like a dungeon crawler. It's just your dungeon is a large open world, and you're going into smaller caves. There's lots of loot. The weapons feel very similar, like the daggers.
Yeah, the weapons do look.
The daggers feel like twin sabers from PSU. Then they have the fey blades, and the fey blades work like the actual twin daggers in PSU. And then they have those chakrams, I think they are.
Yeah, the
discs, and they feel like the slicers in PSU. So a lot of the combat.
I don't see it feels like that at all, though, because to me it feels it's so you can cancel out of everything. Well, not everything. You can't cancel.
Yeah,
like
I was going to say, I haven't really noticed that you can cancel out of things, because like, I try and roll out of animations, and it just doesn't work.
Oh, you totally can. You can. Any normal attack, you can roll out of right away. It's like God of War. It's like you can start an animation for an attack and hit, oh, crap, hit B and roll out of it.
Maybe it's because of the character I was using, because I was using a mage-type character with a staff.
Oh, that could be.
And I was having trouble rolling out of the way when I was using the staff.
Because that's another thing why I love it, because I'm like, the fighting in this feels like an action adventure game, like something like Darksiders, or a character action game. I would say it's on par with some B level character action games that I've played.
Yeah, I agree. I'm talking like I'm on the fence on this game still, but I gotta say the combat is what's pushing me over to purchase.
Yeah.
I really dig the combat. I dig the options. And again, coming from the Fable background, like, you know, the ability to just, you know, on the fly hack and slash, and then boom, right off the bat, you know, just by a press of a button, you're at melee combat and you're at the ready and you can start flinging arrows. I really dig that. And I don't know, man. Like,
yeah, they did a really good job of allowing you to have magic and 2 different weapon sets available at all times.
Mm-hmm. And you can pick anything for those weapons. Like, your secondary weapon isn't limited to, like, a bow.
A bow,
like
you can use anything.
It could be, like,
it's
a
like
hammer.
Right,
it could be, like,
yeah,
daggers.
Right now my
anything.
Primary weapon is a set of daggers, and my secondary weapon is like, an ice staff. Mm-hmm. And then I've got my spells that I cast, too. So.
Yeah, and the developers come out and said, like, there is no right way to play this game, which I love. Like, we have a thread going, and Scott from The Goo said that this might be, like, the first RPG in, like, years that was actually good that does not concentrate on min-maxing your character. And that's another thing I really like, because I'm kind of the person that likes to do a little bit of everything. Like, I want to be good at melee, but I also like really cool spells. And in this, it looks like you can do it, because there's no... You don't have to pick a class and stick with it. Like, you can even pick a class, like, every time you level up, for people who haven't played the demo, you get to choose, like, I guess kind of like a god your character follows, I guess. And depending on that god, it gives you plus certain stats. Like, this will be, like, good for a rogue. Like, it's good at stealth and finesse or whatever. And this one's good at, like, magic and gives you plus mana. But you can change... Every time you level up, you can change what... I guess it shows, like, a card that you want to be
affiliated
to. Right,
and you can change the card that you're using.
Yeah, and so you can make... If you get, like, a really cool spell and you're like, oh, crap, well, I want to start using this now, you can just change that next time you, like, level up and do that for a bit. And you're like, I'm kind of tired of being a mage now, so... I'm going to now change to be, like, warrior-based stuff. And that's awesome. Like, that's something in Skyrim you couldn't even do. Like, in Skyrim, you got to basically pick, like, badass fucking magic or badass melee.
There's now, do really we know if there's like a level cap or anything like that?
Yeah, no idea.
No clue.
But
I couldn't get there in 45.
Yeah.
Lord knows I tried.
Man, I didn't even get to level 3 before I finished, because I didn't actually get through the entire 45 minutes, but...
I think I got to level 3. I think that's what I hit when I finally did it.
I think I had an inch left before I hit level 3.
I actually stopped. I didn't even play the full 45 minutes either, because at some point I was just like, you know what? I'm doing these missions. I'm like, I know I have to do these again when I get the game, and I'm already sold on it. So I'm just going to just stop.
I don't think I'm sold. I don't think I'm sold for day one purchase, but I very much enjoyed what I played of it.
Yeah. I'm with Chris. I think I'll pick it up one day, because when does this come out? February
7th. It's like the 7th? It's the same day as Darkness 2.
Is that enough time to get it done?
Before Mass Effect?
Before Mass Effect.
Let's put it this way. You either get it done before Mass Effect, or you'll be tired of it, and we'll just play Mass Effect when it comes out. Yeah. That was my rationale, too, because I thought
that's
the same
finish
thing.
It before Mass Effect comes out, or you won't finish it.
That's exactly. Like, that's what I told myself, because I think Mass Effect is late. Is it late March or early March?
That's March 6th, bud.
Is it? So it's basically 1 month from each other. So I'm like, yeah, the way I look at it is, like, it's not, and Mass Effect, honestly, I played through Mass Effect 2 really fast. Like, I put a lot of hours into it, but I played through it in, like, I don't know, like a week. So I figure, hey, if I'm done with Kingdoms, I'm done with it. If not, I'll probably go through Mass Effect 3 pretty quickly. Well, not hourly-wise, but in terms of, like, days. And then I can just go back to it if I still want to. But I don't know. I love character action games, and I like action RPG games to an extent. This one seems like it does it right. And I think it's like the best any developer's done for combining the two. Like, I thought it was way better than Fable. Like, I think it's what Fable should have been. And I think one of the big things we keep saying Fable is the art style. Do you guys like the art style of it?
Yeah, I think that's the big thing. That's the one thing that reminds me of Fable a lot is just the presentation in that respect.
Well, more or less for me, it was the combat. The way it looks, there is a lot of Fable there. But I do think it's missing the charm that Fable has.
Yeah, there is
that very British charm that this game does not have whatsoever.
Well,
it kind of like I'm not trying to be the pessimist in this game. I really am not, because I did enjoy my time with it. But like the game did seem, I don't know, like bland in a certain area. And I was even talking about it at work today. I can't pinpoint what it is, but like the word bland just pops in my face, and I don't know why. Like, something seems to be missing. There's something while I'm playing this. Yeah, the fighting's good. You know, the crafting's good. The alchemy's good. But I'm borderline bored.
I have the same feeling, and I equate it to, I don't think the demo, and I don't think it introduced that many great characters at the beginning. And I think that's why you don't really spend too much time talking to them, and none of their personalities really stand out. Mm-hmm. That's something that Fable had, like in spades, right? Like every character had their own like personality that really stood out from each other.
Yeah. Right.
There's characters in Fable that are just, even though I didn't like Fable 3 that much, there's some characters in that game that I think are some of the best written characters like in a game like ever.
Yeah. I will say this game to me is proof that it's not just Bethesda, because this game's kind of a buggy mess.
The demo
was a buggy mess, so I'm hoping that they improve something. But there were times where I was like, while I was in battle, that the sound would just cut off.
Wow!
And I seriously did not have any sound effects for swinging my weapon. So there was that. I saw like really weird graphical glitches. I don't know. It actually felt like what I was seeing. It was worse than Skyrim.
Wow, that's a bold statement, dude.
The only one I saw in like the 35 minutes was a couple times when I went to talk to somebody, their mouths wouldn't move when they talked.
I saw that too.
But I didn't see any of these other ones. Like Terry Trickman, he had one where he started the game and his character had no head. So,
I saw a few when the cutscene started and people started talking and then they popped into frame.
Yeah, I think I might have seen one of those before. But you know what? I'm not going to knock it for that, because if what developers are saying, there's like over 100 hours and how big the world is, we gave Skyrim our game of the year, and that shit's got bugs out the ass.
Oh yeah, I'm not putting it down. So, that's, I'm like, just saying that, you know, this game in my eyes is proof that it's not just Bethesda.
Oh God, no, of course not. I don't think anyone thought it was just Bethesda. I mean, Saints Row 3 has a shitload of bugs in it. I think it's open world games in general that are as huge, or just have, they're more susceptible to having that kind of stuff.
Agreed.
But to me, just came down to gameplay for ease of menus and how to play the game, and the combat is rad. So yeah, it went from barely on my radar to I went and pre-ordered it the day after. I'm like, I was like, fuck, man, because I already had The Darkness 2 and Syndicate and SSX, all of which I plan on getting.
Yep, me too.
And Kingdoms of Amalur came out, and I was like, shit. And these are some long-ass games.
So, I'll be honest with you. I didn't have anything on my radar until the Vita came out.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So.
Well, that sucks to not, like, fun, I guess. I don't know. SSX, man? Come on.
Yeah, SSX.
You know what?
SSX was good.
I love SSX. Yeah. And I have the first one, and I have Tricky. And nice. But for some reason, so right good. Now, I don't feel like I want that.
See, like, I just need it because I think that's a good, like, you know how I said, like, Rayman was a good palate cleanser?
Mm-hmm.
I think SSX would be that same thing because there hasn't been one in so long.
Well,
and it's just, I haven't played it. Yeah,
you're gonna have to get past that learning curve. Because yeah, I got news for you, Jeff. That game is hard.
Is it?
Yes.
Well, so was 3, but once you knew how to, once you understood the trick system, it became pretty easy. It was like, okay, I get it now. But I don't know. I'm looking forward to that. And basically, put 4 games now in February, and March just looks dirty in regards to good games coming out. So, fuck that. That drought lasted all of 3 weeks. For me.
It was nice. It was nice, though.
Not even.
It was nice.
It was kind of nice, yeah. It was all right. But I didn't catch up on any of my backlog stuff. I ended up playing fucking Star Wars and...
And Skyrim.
You know, I haven't played Skyrim in like a month, and I'm so pissed off at that. Like, I don't think I've played Skyrim since... Like, oh yeah, it's been probably about a month.
I hit 40.
Once I hit the 60-hour mark, I just kind of just have not played it. And not because I don't want to, not because I'm bored of it.
Right.
This is Star Wars came out, and people want to play Battlefield or Halo, so... Street Fighter.
Yeah, I hear you.
Fuck.
But yeah, I mean, it's a good game. Not gonna say it's not. Good game.
Download demo, people. It's it might surprise you. It surprised the shit out of me. Surprised the hell.
Yeah, me too. It wasn't even on my radar. So
it's yeah. Cool.
Cool.
Anything else, Chris?
That's it. That's it. Let's take a break.
Yeah.
We'll come back and we'll talk about. We'll do some emails and Indus questions. We'll try and get through them all, and then we'll do some new releases and new questions of the week. So stay with us, and we'll be right back. It's time to wake up.
Yo, man, check it out. It's Kill9. Yo, what's up? This is an expletive deleted joint. They got the news and reviews that you all could use. From Atlanta to Canada through the internet to you. So all y'all in the house, let me hear you make some noise. Get up out your seats and jump for joy. Just yell, who gives a shit, like you just don't care. Cause interactive distractions is on the air. Straight up, bitches. It's like a regular distraction. Except y'all participate. You.
And welcome back.
You welcome back.
That's nice.
Thank
you.
You, Jeff.
Let's do this.
Let's do this. Let's start with contest.
Yes. We got more entries?
Yeah. We had 3 last week. We sent out emails. We sent out a message to people saying, hey, we want more. Now we have 12.
Oh, God. Okay. So those good chances of winning really quickly went down to...
Pretty much,
chance.
Yeah. Went yeah. to the shitter. To the potty, good sir. To the potty. Potty.
Well, hey.
Real quick, though, from last week, thanks to Zeke, Zankthan, Gunn, and Sigma Omega from sending in their emails last week. So close, you guys. But we, of course, have to add more people to the list.
To be honest, I came down to forgetting to give the prize out last week.
Basically.
It really did.
Yeah.
So our incompetence destroyed your chances at winning this. I blame Jeff.
I don't know. I'm thinking about putting
them in.
Double entrying them.
I think that might be fair. That might be fair.
Like they each get 2 entries.
Okay.
Okay.
Right, I dig.
We'll do it that.
Chris, I'm in agreement with that.
I always called him the answer man. Just saying. Always called him that.
Yeah, just like you always play Minecraft.
Shut the fuck up and read some emails.
All right, next. Well, first or next is JG92. Mm-hmm. He says, this award is probably kind of strange to some people. Here's a little background. I'm a hardcore gamer at heart. My girlfriend is a casual gamer at best. Sims mostly, but a little Tomb Raider here and there. Now, I don't know, I didn't know this until last week, but she loves, and I mean adores, the Spyro series. So, which brings me to the 2011 game that should have, that shouldn't have, but did get me laid for buying it, is Skylanders.
Nice.
Also known as Those Cool Dudes and That Homo Spyro.
Pretty much. Pretty much. The beauty of it is I didn't buy it. I borrowed it from a cousin because my girlfriend says, you buy it, and I'll insert hot statement here. And after the thing I said, yeah, that's not mine. And to my surprise, she didn't care. So everyone's a winner. Seriously, though, I really need to pick that game up. It's freaking awesome.
It really is. It's
really?
Ridiculous.
I've been tempted every single time I go into GameStop, dude. I'm not lying.
It's ridiculous.
See it,
dude,
like,
I'll tell you what, man. Those figures are still sold out everywhere.
Yeah, you can't find them. Cannot find them.
It's ridiculous.
Is it couch co-op?
It is couch co-op, yeah.
Yes.
Oh. Dude, and Tanya will enjoy it.
That's what I'm thinking.
Tanya will enjoy it, dude.
Sons of
telling
bitches.
You.
Yeah. Well, I'm telling you guys, another contest entry. This is coming from Adventurine. He says, Skyrim was my personal dragons,
like
dear
no
God, dragons. Chris, they are motherfucking dragons in this Game of the Year award.
And he goes to Skylanders.
You would think Skylanders would be in that category. Because there are, in fact, fucking dragons in there.
There are.
coming up next is Sorry Name Taken on Retroids. No. He says, my award for favorite death in a video game for this year is a death that happened to me fairly early on in Dark Souls. Being an experienced Demon Souls player, I thought I had a good grasp of what I was doing in the first few hours of Dark Souls. I was cautious and kept my shield up, waiting for openings to attack. But then I ran into a cape-wearing knight at the Undead Church.
It sounds like a fucking metaphor for, like, safe sex. If you read that again and think, okay, never mind.
This fellow was very defensive, so getting in a shot was difficult. Oh, wow, it is.
Yeah, exactly.
Suddenly I saw an opportunity to strike, and I took it. God damn it.
I can't unhear it anymore. God damn you.
Sorry.
Oh, Jesus Christ, it gets worse. Unfortunately, I swung right into his parry stance, and my torso was promptly pierced in a devastating riposte. Oh, my God.
Jeff, you have ruined this email. Do you understand that?
I'm sorry.
I think I had to give him a double entry too because he fucked up his email.
But I had a smile on my face when it happened. It was just too damn cool to get angry about. God,
read
damn
the last
it,
bit again
because
I totally missed the part where he died.
God damn it.
This fellow was very defensive, so getting a shot in was difficult. Suddenly, I saw an opportunity to strike, and I took it. Unfortunately, I swung right into his parry stance, and my torso was promptly pierced into a devastating riposte.
Oh.
It may sound strange, but I had a smile on my face when it happened. It was just too damn cool to get angry about.
Gotcha.
So, favorite death.
So
that's good stuff.
Demon Soul or Dark Souls.
My favorite death would go to Skyrim getting eaten by a dragon.
I still haven't got eaten by one yet.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did.
Companions have.
You ever had a guy in Skyrim with a the execution move for a two-handed sword? He'll just step back and he'll just completely clean swipe your head off.
No, I have not seen
that. Happened to me yesterday. It sucked.
I would imagine.
All right. My homie in New Orleans, Jay Hester, he says, I'm sad that I couldn't get into the Goaties this year. But that's what happens when your kid gets pneumonia.
Oh, shit, dude.
I did have a few personalized Game of the Year awards to hand out, though. My enough with the fucking driving across town and wait, was that a blink? Goes to L.A. Noir. and the over there, no, over there, Jesus, I knew playing co-op with my 7-year-old was going to be frustrating award.
What's the game?
And the how the fuck did they make me feel sorry for it and be frightened by a potato? goes to Portal 2.
What was the one for the second one?
That was all Portal 2.
Yeah, those are
both.
Oh,
those are both Portal 2. Okay, nice.
Playing co-op with a 7-year-old, yeah. The only bright part of returning to work this week has been double the Indus for the commute. Keep up the great work, guys. Jay Hester.
Thank you, Jay.
He's a good guy. You know I met him, right?
Did you?
Yeah, he's good. Thanks. We perused the French Quarter for a few hours.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it was good times. He's good people. Speaking of good people, our homeboy, animated fan, admin over at the Retroids Network, he says, hey, I can't believe I played you for almost 200 hours and plan to put in more. You janky piece of shit award goes to Dark Souls.
Oh my god, 200 hours?
That's a lot. I didn't realize he played that game that much. He doesn't really talk about it too often.
This is a great one, and Jeff, I'm thinking of you when I read this. The who gives a shit if you think it should have been DLC, but was instead sold for $40 in stores.
Ultimate
award goes to Ultimate vs. Capcom. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
The you want to know how fucked up our game is? You can kill people with a purple dildo, and you will find it funny. That's how Skylanders. Fucked up our game is. That award goes to Saints Row III. And the really, are you seriously going to end the game like that? I applaud you for having the balls to do it award goes to Batman Arkham City.
Yeah.
It was
That's a
ballsy.
Good one, too. And if you haven't beaten Arkham City, well, I guess you should.
Yeah, you should. That's actually one of the best endings I've seen in a long time.
Yeah, that was a really, really good ending.
Very ballsy.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah. Coming up, Greg Schnibble, our buddy Southern Coyote, I believe, says, sorry I haven't written into the show in a while. I'm still catching up with the last 3 weeks' worth of shows. I've been kind of busy the last few weeks because he's too busy being awesome. I'm paraphrasing, of course. As for the contest entry, my award is nicknamed the Unistrike.
Okay.
The worst game of the year, even though it has won game of the year from every news outlet. From all fellow co-hosts.
That's awesome.
And the winner of the Unistrike for 2011 is Skyrim.
Nice.
I'm not really sure what his thoughts were on the game, but from past experiences like Uncharted 2, that he must have not have liked it. Am I right?
No, actually, he loved Skyrim.
Yeah, he liked Skyrim. It a lot, yeah.
Yeah. He could have won Uncharted 3.
He could have. He could have.
That would have been a compliment, though. I like the way he went with it.
Yeah, he could have, yeah. Real quick, I know we're not in that part of the show yet, but real quick, one-shot question of the week for the mailbag. What's your favorite non-alcoholic beverage? Coffee, tea, soda, etc.?
Non-alcoholic. I'd go with iced tea. You guys call it sweet tea there, but...
Yes.
Iced tea.
Oh,
I'm fucking lying. Chocolate milk.
Ooh, that's good.
Totally chocolate milk. Oh, God, yeah.
I appreciate a nice, cool bottle of water.
Yeah, I mean, I drink more water than anything.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Are you
water,
the one who made fun of me?
If it's not water,
saying,
it's coffee for me.
Travis, aren't you the one who made fun of me for fucking saying ranch is one of my favorite fucking salad dressings way back in the day? And you're going to fucking say water?
Dog, I can't remember last week, so I don't even know if I fight.
Dude,
I remember that. He said his favorite dressing was ranch. Just like,
and you were
ranch.
Like, you were like, everyone say, yeah, and you were like, oh, what's your favorite? I go, ranch.
It's good for. Okay, that did happen.
Yeah, and you're gonna say fucking water.
Yeah, why not?
Wow,
it's the nectar of the gods. I don't see a problem with it.
No, that's chocolate milk.
I don't see Zeus saying, you know what, give me ranch. No, they're like, I need some water. It's.
No, he said, give me fucking wine. That's why Jesus turned water into wine. You son of a bitch.
Indus, a Christian podcast.
Lawyered.
Next. Not really. Hey, guys, my award goes to Xenoblade Chronicles from Mike Strife. Mm-hmm. He says, for the best game that is never going to come out in North America, so you better import the English version, and then we'll announce it later on, because we're dicks, and probably do the same exact thing with The Last Story, So It Sucks Award.
So Suck It Award.
So Suck It Award. There it is.
Nice.
That's a good one.
Yeah, that's a really good one. Coming up next from our homeboy, Mike. PSN08. He says, okay, I have two gaming awards that I would like to give out to 2011. The first award is the WTF game is this shit. This goes to a game that just destroyed and scared my childhood memory of a cartoon I once loved. And the winner is Voltron.
Oh.
Yeah, nice. That game did suck.
The game is okay if five players play it drunk as shit, but when you form Voltron, he looks like some plastic Barbie doll. Okay, honestly, yeah, the game sucks ass, period, and it is a $10 waste of cash. The next award is the She Is One Ugly Looking Bitch Award, and the winner is Catherine Marlowe from Uncharted 3.
Oh, the main, yeah, okay, yeah.
Dude, is this lady so hideous? Hell, my 80-year-old neighbor looks better than her. Well, they're my 2011... For older lady, she was easier on the eyes. I mean, a little bit.
Sure.
I've seen uglier old people.
Yeah, oh yeah, definitely.
But they can't help it, right? They're old.
No, exactly.
It happens. Meh. Okay. Well, that's it for the contest. Yeah.
Let's pick a winner.
Let's do it.
All right. So I got my random number generator.
Alrighty.
And the number is 6.
Number is 6.
That number is Sigma Omega.
Sigma Omega. All right.
Congratulations, Sigma. You are the winner. I will get in touch with you, and we will get you your $20 gift card from Amazon.com.
Canadia. What is it, Canadian?
.ca.
.ca?
Is Sigma in Canada?
No. I don't know.
No.
But good luck with that, anyway.
All right, we'll figure it out.
I don't think he is.
Don't worry, we'll figure it out. We've done it before.
Word.
Cool. Hey, let's get on to the mailbag questions, then. They're the mailbag emails.
All right, first one comes from MC Wilson. He says, hey, how you doing? He says, 2011 is behind us, and some folks say that 2012 could be the last year ever. But I prefer to think of 2012 as the year of making dreams come true. At Indus, it started late last year when Jason made the move to Game Informer, and now I have to wonder what's next. So let's talk about careers. I don't know if you gentlemen have ever discussed your careers on the show, but I've gathered that Chris is a software developer and Travis is a retail head honcho. Would you consider these your dream jobs? If not, then what are your dream jobs and what would it take before you could start doing that for a living? For my own part, I've got a dream one day to have a web development studio of my own. Step one, pick up all the cutting edge techniques that that they're using out there on the West Coast. Step two, move back to the South because I sure as hell can't afford to buy any office space out here.
Yeah, no shit.
Oh God, so expensive in San Fran.
Yeah. All the best, MC Wilson.
Thank you, MC.
Thanks, MC.
Okay. So careers.
Who's going first?
I'll go first. I'll tell you what my dream job is to be, be a part of your, web development studio. So you holler at your boy. Being a retail head honcho is not what I want to do with the rest of my life. 100% not. I know that for a fact. It's just, I don't know what I want to do, and what I'm qualified for on paper are two completely different things.
Yeah,
cause I decided early on that college was a scam and it was not worth it. I don't know. I just I got up to my associates and I just stopped. I just didn't continue. I don't know why. Call it laziness, call it whatever. So I'm not qualified to do what I want to do.
Well, what do you want to do?
What I want to do?
That was the question.
That's the thing. Okay. Specifically, I'm not sure, to be honest with you.
Okay.
I can go for days on this, actually. Dream job, let's just throw reality out of the window. It would be in the video game industry, in development, more or less in the story and planning phase, like pre-production, like having a heavy
like
hand in that, like
kind of thing.
Yeah, almost like, well, more like narrative design, you know, like working with the script and the story and there and everything there, you know. I've always liked art as well. I mean, it's always been something that I've been interested in. So even like, you know, early concept art, that would be really, really cool to do as well. But dream wise, yeah, that would be it. Non-dream wise, just something I can tolerate.
Something you can settle with.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Yeah. Definitely not in my dream job now, working for a bank. That's for sure. What I realized I wanted to do, I found out way, like, what I'd want to do right now, honestly, would be in the gaming industry as well as, like, some kind of developer, like, PR position
Oh, like, yeah, that'd be great.
Basically, the guys that goes, like, to the shows and, like, do, like, all the interviews and stuff like that and, like, talk about the game. Because regardless, actually, like, development, just hell no. I don't know how to code shit or anything like that. I can't fucking draw, so the art's out of the question. So that's what I wanted to do, something now. But back in the day, it was kind of like journalism, radio, TV, that kind of stuff. So to follow up what it would take, I don't even know if I could actually possibly do it at this point, dude, like, for real. Unless it took, like, a miracle. But that would probably be what my dream job, realistic dream job, would be right now, but not where I am. But my ultimate dream job, of course, growing up, I wanted to be an NBA player, but that's a stupid
for
dream
the
job.
Toronto Raptors.
Oh, no.
Hey, you could probably improve like that team right now, Jeff.
You no, probably
actually,
could.
I probably could. I know I'd be a better shooter than more than half the people on that fucking team.
They're all smokers, yeah. Too, so you're a shoo-in.
No, yeah.
Chris. All right, well, first, what I do, he pretty much nailed it. I'm a software developer, but more specifically, that's where I started at my current job. I'm now considered senior software engineer, which means I do a lot more design work than I do coding now. Mm-hmm. I'm also the lead of a six-man development team. Is it my dream job? Well, I mean, it's what I want to do. I'm not sure if I want to do it. You know, I'm not sure if I'm going to stay at this company, mm-hmm. but it's what I want to do. I would like to, you know, move up the ladder in the direction I'm going. As far as like dream jobs go, there's two that come to mind. I'd like to continue doing what I'm doing, but for a video game company. I think that's fairly obvious. The other one is that Jason and I kind of joked around about it a lot. We want to franchise a Battle and Brew, baby.
Yeah.
I would love to do that. Idea. I think Let's it would be so much do it. Fun.
Let's fucking do it right now. Let's just call Hagler up over at the B&B and be like, dude, you know what? Battle and Brew 2 is happening.
I would love to do that. The problem is I would not be able to quit my job. Yeah. I would have to. It would be so incredibly difficult.
Chris, is asking for sacrifice.
Yeah.
That, or we can go out to a local college and ask for honorary doctorates, because that'll get me into a cool job.
Yeah, I'm sure they'd do that.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
I don't have a real degree, but I have an honorary degree. That means I should get this position.
Yeah, good luck with that one.
Shit.
Cool. Well, thank you for the email, MC. I hope you're doing okay out there in San Francisco, man. I know it's a pretty big change for moving from you were in Alabama to over to San Francisco. So
beautiful country, by the way.
Yeah.
Next up, Sean Recupido says, "I'm getting a Vita at launch.
Nice.
I know you said that the game is practically perfect for the Vita. The problem, talking about Rayman Origins."
Yeah.
The problem is, it will probably come out at full price on the Vita at launch. Mm-hmm. Rayman tends to drop quickly in price, and right now it's on sale for $20 to $30. Should I just get it for a console and wait for a price drop on the Vita version?
I'd say yes.
I can't answer that, though, because there's no set price for the Vita version.
The price is $40, I think.
I think the Vita... That's $40 isn't too bad.
Yeah, I think it's going to be
true. I'm sure they'll have it, because it's a launch title, I'm sure they'll have it at full Vita price at the beginning, for sure.
Yeah, and then you also have to realize that, you know, they are doing downloadable versions day and date, and the downloadable mm-hmm. versions are supposed to be cheaper. So that's mm-hmm. something to look into as well.
Well, if we are talking... Because what we know is what we can see at retail... And if you're saying you did see it for $40, my recommendation would be that as soon as we find out whether or not that there is actual co-op online, yeah. I would pay $40 for Rayman for that.
And I'm guessing
if
there
not,
will be.
I would spend $30 for retail to where you can at least do couch co-op, because couch co-op's not even an option on the Vita. So
no, that'd be pretty hard.
Yeah, it'd be tough. It'd be difficult, but I think it's possible if you're really, really small. But, like, I have no problem. I just got – maybe me and Nate can play couch co-op on the Vita. I don't know. We'll see what'll happen. But I would go ahead and go with the console version, to be honest with you.
I probably would too.
Yeah.
And see, I'm the opposite. I think that if you're going to just get one, I would say get it on the Vita. Personally, I found the PS3 version for $20 and I nabbed it. Mm-hmm. But I am also buying the Vita version at launch. So.
Yeah. You can go wrong. I don't think you can go wrong really either way. It's a great game. You should play it. So it comes down to what, if you want to play it like on the go, if you're the type of person who plays like portable systems at home on your couch, like the way I usually do, then get the console version 100%. But if you're going to play a lot of gaming on the road, then go for the Vita one. Because I think it'd be awesome on there.
Cool.
Word up.
Hey, should we do a voicemail?
Hey, you know what? Blow me up.
G'day, fellas. Repeat here with my Pixie Year. So first up, we have the 5 Seconds of Agony achievement, which goes to Frozen Synapse by Mode 7 Games. Right. Now, this tactical sort of multiplayer strategy game will have you agonizing over making minute changes to this beautifully formulated plan. Or at least it is in your mind until it plays out these 5 seconds of action and everything just goes horribly, horribly wrong. But it is just beautiful in its execution. Hmm. All right, so next up we have the Get Your Mind Out of the Gutter ribbon, and that goes to Sola to Robo Red the Hunter by CyberConnect 2. Now this DSRPG kind of harkens back to sort of, I guess, early PS1 sort of days. In fact, I think it's a follow-up to Tao Concerto somehow. But yeah, it's just a great little RPG, a very simple sort of pick-up-and-throw combat system. But it gets bored because it's furry central. And yeah, I don't want to do an image search for this on the internet. I reckon bad, bad things will happen. All right, so next up we have the Run the Other Way, You Fools medallion. And it goes to Atom Zombie Smasher by Blendo Games. Now this is a very sort of light strategy game where you're sort of commanding a ragtag army to sort of fend off zombie hordes whilst you're trying to rescue people. And it's very abstract, but it's very fun. It's very quick playing, and yeah, you humans you're trying to rescue, they always seem to want to run straight at the zombies. Idiots. Alright, so next up we have the Excellence in Religious Parenting Award, which goes to The Binding of Isaac by Ed McMillan and Florian Himsel. Now this has been best described as sort of a Zelda roguelike shooter kind of Smash TV thing. Has a kind of a weird religious-y theme over the top of it, but it's just a damn lot of fun.
Big P.
So yeah, definitely worth checking out. Very cheap as well, which is great.
Peace Dragon.
And finally, we have the best inadvertent in-game advert, which goes to Ghost Trick by Capcom and the brilliant mind of Shu Takumi.
Pete Trick?
What really got me about this game is it's just so damn well put together. It's beautifully paced, the graphics are fantastic, sound is awesome, storyline is brilliant, such an amazing cast of characters which you'd expect from the creator of Phoenix Wright. I mean, sure, the gameplay is kind of simple. It's a basic sort of a puzzle game. You sort of trigger off sort of Rube Goldberg-esque type of machines in the environment and sort of tweak things here and there as they go. And it can be a little bit sort of trial and error at times, but it's just fantastic. Phoenix and the reason it actually gets this advertising award is for its brilliance in the portrayal of the Pomeranian.
What?
If you play this game and not
the
after
dog.
It, you have to be dead inside.
Yeah.
Missile is one of the best video this game characters
awesome.
Ever.
Yes.
So yes. Yeah, they're my top picks for the year. Have a good one, guys.
100% agree with Missile.
Hey, thanks,
Pete.
I also think we fucked up. I'm pretty sure that was probably a submission for the contest.
Yeah, I think it was too.
Yeah. But
congratulations, Pete, you didn't win. And your consolation prize, I want a fucking new releases next week. Please.
Yeah.
Cool.
That means that's a lesson we should probably listen to voicemails before we go on here.
Yeah, but what fun is that?
It's not fun at all whatsoever.
We'll probably tell people now just to label them contest entry as well as just, yeah, because that was obviously supposed to be for the contest.
Yeah, the it's labeled top picks. I really thought that he was just telling us what his game of the year was. That's what I thought it was.
Gotcha. Sorry, well, then there you go. Fucking repeat. Chris's fault.
Right my fault. Next time you're in town, I'll buy you a beer.
There you go.
That's better than a $20 gift card.
I'll buy you $20 worth of beer.
Nice.
Hey, it's worth it, man. If he comes out here again, it's worth buying $20 worth of beer for him.
For sure.
Yeah, hell yeah. All right. Coming up next, we got a first time writer, long time listener. Comes from Christopher Bailey, aka Chris 99.
You've written him before.
He says he has not. I would like to know what's your Star Wars The Old Republic server. I know it may be a little strange asking out of the blue, but The Old Republic has turned me away from Skyrim, Dark Souls, Modern Warfare 3, and Batman.
Wow.
Wow.
Hit me back, but I'll check the forums for guilds in the meantime. Peace.
We're on Hyperspace Canon.
Hyperspace Canon.
Mm-hmm. I think all of us are playing Sith. I think or
us
Empire,
and everybody else playing Imperial. The Old Republic is Empire. Much. Yeah,
we're all Empire or Imperials. Hit us up. I mean, we're going up. Like, we're not too high. I mean, I just hit 20. Chris, you're 21 or something.
Yeah,
like
I hit 21. My character's name is Shinomitsu. So Shinomitsu.
I am Gafficia, which is Gofffitia.
And I am Vaughn, that is Vaughn.
Yes. Hyperspace Cannon.
What up?
Some of the other guys are on there, too. I know that Nate is playing with us.
Yep, Nate's on there. Haven't seen Mono. He hasn't played that game in a long time, though.
I think he was on the other day. And then lots of other Retroids guys, too. Vladrick messaged me the other day. And
Got Vladdy. Yeah.
Yeah. And, of course, Jason's on there as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think he's level 22 or 23 now or something like that. Yeah. He might be higher than that.
I just hit 25 today.
Did you? Okay.
Yeah. So we're all in like the same.
Yeah, we're in that area. So
yeah.
I still need to go back what the hell is it? Desmond Koos or something like that?
Droman Koss.
Thank you. And I have to. I still have a couple of heroic quests over there that I need to finish.
They're fun. If anyone listening who wants to join up on that server, like. The way that I know, I know Travis slowed down a bit, but the way Chris and I have been playing, we've pretty much been like slowly building up. So if you're like the kind of people that can quickly get up to like level 20 or whatever on the same area, go for it, because we're not like the power level is. We're not going to be at like level. First of all, I don't think we're going to reach level 50, but
no.
the way we're going, if you get at that level, we're pretty much, you know, just kind of play whenever. So
yeah.
it's a very laid back, casual kind of SWTOR.
Hey, game. Travis, you said you hit 25. Did you get your speeder?
No, not yet. I literally just hit it like once 9 o'clock hit. I leveled up to 25.
Gotcha. Nice. All right, cool.
Yeah, I think I did. Yeah. Anyway, next email coming up from Jeff with a J. Ooh. Jeff Wildman coming up saying,
hey,
what's up, guys? It's been a while since I've emailed, so I thought I would do so now. I also fell behind on my podcast listening and totally missed all the GOTY festivities. Sad face with a tear. For the record, Skyrim, Bastion, Deus Ex, Dead Space 2, and Portal 2.
Hey, wasn't that our top five?
Pretty much.
I think Dead Space might have been replaced by something.
Dead Space wasn't on there. Yeah.
But that's four of our top five.
Yeah. Good picks.
Therefore, good job.
Good job.
Also, he says, I thought I would pitch my opinion on the prediction show. I totally think you should keep it going. I could always change up the format, maybe do an individual GOTY-style 2012 predictions. You could each predict what your games of the year will be and predict what will get the Lair Award and so on. Then come next January, compare the real results with your prediction list. Hey, just an idea. Anyway, that's all I got. Adios for now. Better mañana.
Thanks, better tomorrow.
Thanks, Jeff.
I actually like that idea. Game of the Year and our Lair Award.
So we'll just do the regular show and then add that on and be like, let's predict what it will be and then our Lair Award.
We'll do our regular predictions and then we'll add that on there too.
I like that idea. I think we should do that.
Cool.
We'll see.
Thanks, Jeff. It's a good idea.
Yeah, the response was an overwhelming yes. So yeah, we're doing a prediction show.
Yeah.
Yes.
Spoiler.
Spoiler.
Yeah. I predict we will do a prediction show. I did not look at the poll.
I know. Yeah. The output from the people for the prediction show has been pretty positive. And you know what? We're gonna
not
keep...
one person said no.
We're gonna keep that positivity flowing with Oates. Marcus Oates. Longoria, he said, there's not one person, there's not one part of this email that is negative, I promise you. He says, hey guys, haven't written an email in a while, so I thought I'd drop a line. With the decently successful launch of The Old Republic, shut up, Jeff. with the launch of The Old Republic and the end of Mass Effect story arc, do you think that a Mass Effect MMO could happen in the future? And if it does, do you think that the third-person gameplay could make the transition into an MMO, or would it just have to be changed? The universe is certainly rich enough for an MMO, in my opinion. Any thoughts on it? Thanks for reading, and even more thanks on the hours of entertainment. P.S. Jeff, eat a dick.
This is a good question. Could they make an MMO out of Mass Effect?
Yeah, I'd say yes, but
it's called Star Wars.
Yeah, exactly.
I would say yes, 100%.
I think they can. I just don't think they will.
I don't think they will either.
I don't think Mass Effect has the staying power as Star Wars. So, I mean, like, it is nowhere near. It never will have the staying power as Star Wars. So, if Star Wars was called, you know, Galactic Civil War, the MMO, like, it would not be. Yeah, we wouldn't be playing it.
Yeah, let's be honest.
Probably.
But if it was called Mass Effect, we would.
And that's true, but I think for the masses, I don't think Mass Effect has that you know, that staying power.
No.
So
I just don't think they would, because they would be competing with themselves. So I don't.
That's
think
true
pretty
too.
Much.
That's
true too. Pretty much. How about this? Start making prequels, and Mass Effect will keep going.
Have George Lucas make some shitty movies, and then throw one out there. Oh wait,
I love
we can't, because apparently he's retiring.
Oh thank God! Stop fucking shit up.
Let's hit out some Indus questions. So,
all right, cool. Do
it. Between there. First, we got Navishin. He says, rank from favorite to least favorite of your main breakfast dish of choice. Yet, he says of choice that he lists three of them. But I see where he's going. Pancakes, waffles, and French toast. So,
ooh.
Rank least favorite to favorite.
Least favorite to favorite.
Yeah. Oh, this is so fucking hard because
this is hard.
Breakfast,
they're all...
No, because breakfast is my favorite meal, period.
Never. Like,
period. If I could do breakfast... All day, like all diggity, all dude, fucking.
Okay, so if you're a big breakfast guy, you go to a breakfast place, you get a choice between waffles, French toast, or pancakes. Which one do you automatically go for?
Oh, nothing.
Depends on what mood I'm in.
Nothing. Eggs, sunny side up with hot sauce.
That's not the question, though. The question is pancakes, waffles, and French toast.
No, that was... you can't do that because eggs have got to be in the mix. It's breakfast, dog.
Dude, that's not... His question is which one...
Okay, well, his question is flawed, goddammit.
That's what I said, that as a joke. He said rank from favorite to least, favorite... And then he says favorite breakfast dish of choice, but then he says pancakes, waffles, and French toast, ? So I'm guessing he's saying... Rank which one of these three, like rank these three.
I don't think he's wanting us to rank those three items specifically. I think he was more like a, I think he was naming them and he didn't have enough characters in Twitter to do ...
No, because it makes more sense to type in pancakes, waffles, and French toast.
Okay, my answer is...
He wants to rank them.
God damn it.
Because they're so similar, I think that's... And it's hard.
Okay,
it's
like how do you not put eggs in your breakfast category?
No, I 100% would. Eggs are definitely...
But he may not be dismissing eggs. He's just saying, of the three items, how would you rank them?
That's what I'm getting for this question is, out of pancakes, waffles, and French toast...
Oh my God, we're spending too much time on this. Just rank them.
Waffles. Waffles is the best. Waffles.
Second?
Pancakes.
And then French toast.
Then French toast.
Oh, I think I'm exactly the opposite.
Are you serious?
Yeah, French toast,
over
pancakes,
waffles?
Then waffles, yeah.
Are you even American?
Hell yes, I am.
Well, waffles aren't really American.
I don't
But they're all really equal, though, man. It's really hard because it really depends on what mood I'm in.
And you don't eat them together. That's the thing. It's like you have, if anything, you have one of them, but not the other two, right?
Right. So. And then there's also the, you know, you didn't say anything about toppings. That makes a big difference.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, if we're going to put toppings on shit, waffles 100%, number one.
Hmm. Are we drinking like a specific milk? Are we drinking juice? Like fucking Navishin,
you man. Just
you need to
on.
Hook us up,
Jeff. What's your rank?
I'm gonna go. I'm probably gonna go. Fucking hell, this is actually harder than I thought. You know, I'm gonna go waffles, pancakes, French toast. I'm the same boat as Travis.
Yeah,
but on any given day, I could switch waffles with pancakes because I love a good pancake here.
I agree. Hey Jeff, we could be brothers.
It depends on what kind of bread you're using for the French toast.
Texas toast or nothing.
That fucking no way, dude. Challah bread.
Fuck
dude,
you.
You ever had French toast made with sourdough bread?
Sourdough
yes,
bread's awesome.
I have had that.
Sourdough bread's awesome.
That's good. Oh. I have a craving for some bread pudding now for some odd reason.
Yes. He has another question. Do I look like Magnitude from the show Community?
I have no idea.
Community is a fucking awesome show. I think Magnitude is the one that I can't think of the guy's character's name.
Right, is that
now.
The one that they posted in our thread that said that someone
yes.
posted?
Yeah. Yes, that's
yes, him. He does kind of.
Yes,
he does
kind you of do.
Look like him.
Yeah,
yeah, okay. I'll read three more, and then we'll get back to the emails. We have Asian saying, "Hey guys, hope your holidays are splendid. What's worse, no sex for a year or no video games for 6 months?"
No sex for a year.
Yeah, I think I'd probably have to agree with that.
Yep.
I mean, but then again, if you're having
but
no
the
sex,
question
so
is,
still...
no sex for a year, but how much sex are you having, though? Like, are you still having a consistent amount of sex?
Yeah, who knows? Let's limit down to one. You have sex once in a year, or no video games for 6 months.
Hey, if I'm not having sex for a year, can I still rub one out?
That's what
okay?
I'm saying. That's an alternative. There's not really an alternative to playing video games. You're like watching movies.
Well, but that's not fair, though. Only sex one time for a year or video games?
Well, I'm just throwing that in there because you have to, like, I'm saying, because obviously if you say, like, in a year of sex, you're having, like we'll say, oh, I haven't, like, having it once a day, then that's going to be, you know, awesome. But
yeah, on the bright side, you can always beat it. Video games.
Yeah, I was going to say, you could always beat it no matter what.
I'm in the same boat, man.
Let's
could
be
you
honest.
Imagine how many games you miss out on in 6 months?
I know, for real?
You'd have to disconnect yourself from the internet if you want a chance to get through that 6 months.
Yeah.
And, I mean, you can still look up the internet for porn and shit with no sex for a month or a year.
Yeah, that's true. God damn it.
Really.
That's a tough question. You're
that's
a bastard.
Tough.
I'm just going to say that.
You son of a bitch.
Jack Bauer says, "What's your favorite game trailer?"
God damn it!
That's a hard one.
You know what? Like, ironically, Dead Island.
That's what I was going to say.
I really love that trailer. It's so good.
I'm trying to think if there's something else.
I really like the Mad World trailer for Gears 1. I watched that like a million times.
Right? Oh, Mad World's really good. You know what? I hear that Resident Evil 6 has a great trailer.
I don't know. I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah. Who knows?
It's too hard. I have to look back.
I'll tell you what. The trailer that I've watched the most recently is probably Gravity Rush.
Yeah. Is that your favorite trailer ever, though?
No.
I'm going to tell you what. Right when Konami was starting to promote Metal Gear Solid 4, they did like a theatrical trailer. Mm-hmm. Like, even at the end, they had, like, the normal, like, black screen with all the text that showed, like, you know, who was all in it, who directed, who produced, yeah. and everything like that. Like, they even had that. It was a full-blown theatrical movie trailer, but for Metal Gear Solid 4. That's still, to this day, one of my favorite trailers. I really like that one.
That's cool. Awesome. We can go back to emails if you want and get back to these questions in a second.
Hey. Why not? What up, guys? It is the Big C3 here, emailing up in this joint.
All over this shit.
Yeah, he did say.
Bringing
did
it
I,
back.
He did say. Did I really say that? All these years of Travisisms, and it must be really getting to me. I soon be doing it on the reg.
Travis is now Schmidt. Nah. You can call him Schmidt from now on.
Call me Schmitty. anyway. It's been a while since I've emailed in, and I figured the mailbag show is a perfect excuse.
I agree.
After hearing all the Skyrim talk on the show on Retroids, among my co-hosts, etc., I finally bit the bullet and began my tracking slaying career. And now, at 40 hours and over 2 weeks, I have to say, holy fucking shit! This is genuinely one of the best games I've played in a while. Everything about it fits my style of gaming perfectly. My question to you tonight regards trophs and chivos. I know you aren't really into all that kinds of stuff, but Skyrim achievements seem to be mainly based around the main quest and other incidental stuff that you don't have to go too far out of your way to get. So will any of you be going that little further to get 100% and be able to claim, yes, I am Dragonborn? Anyway, I'll get out of here. Keep up the great work, guys. Big C3.
I will not be doing that.
Nope.
Because it's not really a possibility for me right now.
Yep.
Yeah, it's too much time for me. There's no fucking way.
Oh, it's not even a time thing. I switched in the middle of my game over to PC.
Oh, so now, yeah.
So I can't.
Yeah. Mine's a time thing. I think it goes to, like, all the faction quests, too, and stuff. There's some for those, and just, yeah.
Yeah, there's certain side quests that have them.
The reason why I really won't is because I don't like, the reason why, like, I love when, you hear the sound of the achievement popping up or like the trophy popping up. I like getting them, but I've never looked at an achievement list like ever or a trophy list to be like, what should I do? And I don't like that because then I find myself getting too distracted by stuff I wouldn't normally be doing in a game.
No, you don't. So. Shut up. You do.
No, I don't.
Really?
Yeah, I've seriously never... I think I've looked at an achievement list once, and that was for, like, Crackdown or something
like
that.
Like, your own? Or someone
else's?
No.
I'll look at, my, like, someone... I mean, like, you know when you'll, like, before a game comes out, they'll be like, here are the list of the achievements for the game or, like, the trophies?
Right.
I'll never do that, because then in my mind, okay. I already know what I have, what there's trophies for.
I was starting to feel bad, because, like, I always look at your achievement list to try to compete with you.
No, I do that all the time.
Dude, on the reg, dude. Yeah, like, all the time.
But even if I did that, if I saw you're up, I would not see what you had and then be like, oh, I need to go do that. I need to go do that. I'm just like, oh, okay, that's cool. Then you get one for doing this, but no, because then, I don't know.
I only do that with you, Chris, and Jason, though. Like, I'm like, okay, he got that achievement. I got to get that achievement. I got it.
Hey, who's in front now? Between with the Indus guys, who's in front with the Chiefs?
Oh, that's me. Yeah, easy.
Is it? Where are you at?
Yeah. I don't know. But I know it's me.
Are you sure?
Yeah, 100%. The only person on Retroids that I know that has more than me is Dale Coolis.
Dale?
Yeah. He has like a million points. It's weird.
I'll have to look that up.
Yeah, are you sure about that? Because you know Necro's well over 100,000.
Necro's way.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah. He's okay. Well, I may be the third highest. Who knows? Who's counting? I'm not.
Well, apparently, you are because you know. So.
Of course, I am.
All right, hit up another email.
All right, let's see. Hey,
I looked this up.
We saw this guy at Indus Festa, the Trace. He says, "This is Nate." He says, hey, guys, I got a question I'd love for you to use as a question of the week, but if you guys decide not to use it, could you please still read it on the show and answer it? Sure. When you buy a game brand new, do you feel that the developer or publisher should have the right to store expansion packs or other additional content on the disc and then charge you extra money in the future to access it? Peace, Nate.
I say this as I look at my adventure packs for Skylanders. No.
No, that's a different. That's an anomaly. That's like, yeah.
A hypocritical no.
No.
I can't think of anything that put expansion, like full expansion packs. Hell no. No.
Yeah, DLC on the disc is kind of a dick move in general.
I think it totally is. Even if it's something little. Even if it's something like, here, you have to pay like this like 100 Microsoft points or one or like $2 on PSN to unlock like a set of armor or something like that. If it's on the disc and you're paying $60, you should have access to everything that's on that disc.
Right, yeah. So obviously, like, you know, for Vanilla Street Fighter, when they had, like, you know, the first set of new costumes for Vanilla Street Fighter.
Yeah, yeah.
That was obviously just an unlock code that you had to buy to unlock those.
Yep.
Yeah, so that's no good. Like, I mean, but expansions usually, they're just, that's fresh material. That you are paying for, you're getting that wasn't on the disc and everything. So that's
That's not going to be on that.
Yeah, shit. I'm usually always pretty cool with that.
Huh.
All right, next.
That's it for me, man. You got any VMs?
I got one more voicemail. Let me pull that up.
Hey guys, it's a guy who likes to spray tan dirt on his skin. Navajin here. What's up?
Hey,
so this new thing with you guys, and it's pretty much gonna see. This pretty much called. Does this make sense? All right, okay. Now get this. So I'm gonna just describe something to you, and I'm not gonna say what my feelings are to it, but I want to hear your feelings towards it. So just tell me what you like immediately think of this. So you know, this is something I just thought off the top of my head. I'm just calling to see how this goes. Turns out I'll probably just do this a little more often. But all right, so. Indus, does this make sense? So you have this PlayStation Vita, you know, and you have like a 3G model, and you have a Wi-Fi model, right? So if you have the Wi-Fi model, you pretty much have to stay in your home to play this game. And if you have a 3G model, sure, you can go out, but you'll have to pay like 15 or something, whatever a month for keep that going. And you want to put out Call of Duty, an online game for your PlayStation Vita, where the single player is about 5 hours, maybe 4 hours long.
Oh, I see where it's going.
And the main selling point for Call of Duty is the online. So, does that make sense to put Call of Duty on the PlayStation Vita? I don't know. You tell me. Okay. Later. Bye bye.
I think it does. I mean,
yeah. I do.
My thing would be like, why not? You know?
Yeah, I guess why not. But it goes to what I said before. Like, I think he's saying the same line as I am. Like, if I'm at home and it's only got Wi-Fi, why the hell would I be sitting at home playing Call of Duty on my Vita when I could be playing it on my PS3 or my 360? But if you're on the road and you find a Wi-Fi spot and you want to play some Call of Duty, there you go.
Right.
But I don't know how much that's like. How much are Vita games? Between 40 and 50 bucks?
Oh, you know for a fact Call of Duty would be 50 bucks.
Yeah,
oh,
I would guarantee
sure.
that.
See, I would not pay 50 bucks for Call of Duty on the Vita.
I agree.
There's no fucking
I wouldn't pay it. I wouldn't pay it. I barely play my Modern Warfare 3 and I paid 60 for that. Like, yeah, and I barely play it.
Like, Chris, how often do you play your portable systems with Wi-Fi when you go out somewhere?
When I go out somewhere?
Yeah.
Rarely.
So, yeah. So your answer would probably be it doesn't make sense because for you anyway. Cause
well,
if you
that's
had
the thing though. I don't really play online that much in the first place. If I was going to buy a game for the Vita, it would be for single player in general.
Oh yeah, but for multiplayer though, you wouldn't buy like say Phantasy Star came out for the Vita, which I'm sure a version will, and it came out for PS3 360. Which one would you definitely buy it for a console? Would you buy it right away for the Vita if you knew it was only like Wi-Fi only?
I'm gonna say yes because
PS Portable because you had to because PS Portable wasn't on a console.
But it's PS Portable was basically Phantasy Star Universe.
Yeah, but it's kind of a lot better. Like I had Portable for PSP and I thought it was way better than Universe for what I played of it. It played more like PSO, I guess. Okay, well, PSO is coming out, right? Is that coming out for
PSO
2
is coming out for PC.
That's coming out for PC. Say that comes out on consoles, online, and comes out on the Vita. Which one would you buy?
I would buy both.
You'd buy both?
Mm-hmm.
Even though you don't play online, you say, with your Vita much anywhere.
Oh, I would. I would that game.
Like Vita anywhere, but
I would that game.
Would you?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. All
right. If you're in a place often enough that has Wi-Fi when you're on the road, that you'd play it?
On the road,
I think that's what he's getting at.
The point is kind of moot because you can't really play online with 3G anyway.
No, exactly. But you can find a Wi-Fi. His point is, though, what's the point of putting like online games, multiplayer games, on the Vita if you have a Wi-Fi only version? Even though, yeah, the 3G doesn't work anyway, but the same games that are basically coming on consoles on portable systems, if you're just going to play them at home or very rarely when you're out with a Wi-Fi connection. I think that's what he's getting at.
It's a bullet point.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
What's the point of having online for Mario Kart on the 3DS?
Because the Mario Kart on 3DS is totally different than what's on the Wii. It's not the same game.
Wow.
And it also does like multiplayer better than anything Nintendo's ever done.
Yeah, but that's not striving for a whole
it's
lot.
Not saying much. Yeah. What's
true.
Up? You caught up to the Dreamcast. Congratulations, Nintendo.
Yeah, I know, right?
All right, we're wearing down, guys. Where are we at? Where are we at?
I want to do some more questions.
More in-his questions.
Said,
throw them at me.
Okay, we got one from we did that one. Dark Bower got that one. Okay. Navishin says, if Chris is Papa Scoots and Travis is Gizmo, then what is Jeff? Dudley Do Right?
Jeff's always been Stinky Bear.
Stinky Bear.
Always been Stinky Bear.
Only when Travis has said that on one other show. But we'll roll with that.
Two shows.
I do like the fact that the whole mute Scoot and Gizmo, that was pretty.
Yeah.
Was pretty
I think it's got to be mute. It's got to be something mute.
Yeah,
if I'm Papa Scoots, he's got to be Mama Mutes or something.
Mama Mutes.
Yeah, there you go. You're Mama Mutes.
I think we just did it, guys. Congratulations.
The Jake G92, he says, if you could be working on any development team, what team/studio would you choose?
Oh shit! Are you serious?
I got mine right away.
I know mine.
I got two. Tied for two, actually.
Go ahead.
Any dev studio?
I'd go Insomniac or BioWare. Only because everything I like, Insomniac, everything I've read, like any Ted Price interview or people that have worked there, or like, it's apparently an awesome atmosphere to work in. Very laid back. Treat their employees really well. And BioWare has been rated one of the best companies in Canada, like, for the last, like, 5 years or something like that to work for. So I'd go with one of those two.
Yeah, I'm down with the Insomniac too, man. That's, I mean, it's like I'm thinking in my head, it's like, what project would I really want to work on? And you know, the obvious answer is fucking Phantasy Star Online 2. But in reality, it's like, it's exactly what you said. I mean, if you look at like where Insomniac falls on like the top companies, they are always at the top, and they're the only ones fucking up there for America. You know,
especially for a game development company, it's like they're like the only one that ever shows up on any of those lists.
Yeah, and that's the thing. It's like, I mean, and there's a lot to be said about that. And they put out, you know, I don't care what anybody says, they put out some high quality shit, and they do really well with their, and they apparently they treat their employees very well. So I mean, that would be my
that breaks at like hours a day where they can just kind of like do whatever. Yeah, kind of like just because they know the employees are happy, they work harder, and
exactly, and that's what so many people don't understand. It's like, you know, you need to be able to slack off every once in a while. You need to be able to just turn your mind off. And it's the same way that where I work. I mean, it's like, you know, I need to be able to just, you know, shut my mind off for a little while, because it's fucking brain hurts after looking at financial reports forever.
I know. Sounds awesome.
I know. Doesn't it?
I would have to go for a Team Eco only because, hey guys, I hear you're looking.
You're not going to have a job later? Yeah, exactly.
I'm here. You guys are looking. So, hey, I'm right here. Just
you
want to
make a game that's never going to come out?
Just come and get me. Just come and get me. I mean, yeah, of course, BioWare. I think it's almost obligatory at this point. Like, I would love to work at that company.
But we'd have to move to Edmonton.
That's okay. Is that okay? I mean, is that cool?
Edmonton's okay. I mean, it's
we'll get
not,
a
it's not
we'll get a
BC
loft
or
together. There we'll run shit in an apartment. We'll get a townhouse. And then, God damn it, I gotta say EA Tiburon, so really? I can try to run some shit for the Madden franchise. I don't know. I just have to say that.
That's cool.
Yeah. Whatever.
Sports craze. Speaking of Madden.
Hey!
He says, have you ever tried Newcastle Winter IPA?
Jeff.
Found a store today, and it's decent. This is 12 days ago, so today is not actually today.
Chris?
Yes, I have. I have and it's, I would agree with you. It's decent.
It's not the OG Newcastle, though.
It's nothing special. And it's weird that you sent this, that you asked this question. I didn't see this question before I...
When you said that thing at the beginning, I was like, that's so funny, because we haven't seen this question.
Yeah, I didn't even know that we had that question, so... but yeah, the winter is it's pretty good. Mm-hmm. It's still nowhere near the brown ale, but it's pretty
Hello?
Good.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey.
Oh, Hello. Okay. You guys can still hear me. You guys kind of cut out for a second there.
Yeah, keep going. I'm not cutting
cut
that
out.
That's fine.
Yeah.
We keep going, and all you're gonna hear me is say hello about three times.
That's okay.
Totally cut that out.
Fuck that.
Dark Bauer says, even if it's decades away. Out of Sony, MS, and Nintendo, which do you think will drop out of the console market first?
Nintendo.
No way.
No way?
Never, never, never. I think these three will have consoles for a while. I can't even tell you who will have a console last.
My initial thought was Nintendo as well.
You know what? I can't really even say that. I'm going to take that back because their consoles sell like mad.
Yeah.
Even though hardcore gamers don't care about them anymore.
Their console did sell like mad. Lately. I mean, DS might get there. I mean, not DS. DS is already there. 3DS.
Dude, I'm not going to lie. I'm still, like, even at my store, I'm still fucking sold out of Wii's.
You know, are you serious?
Still sold out of Wii's. I can't
keep
one.
Aren't, they might not be stocking them a lot then, because NPD numbers show that they're not. Like, they're selling good, but they're not selling...
That could
like,
be the case, but I am sold out. I've been sold out since Christmas.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm afraid because I know like Sony and Microsoft are like the tip of the technology, and they're all into like, let's integrate everything. I wouldn't be surprised at some point where Sony and Microsoft consoles become too PC-like, and Nintendo releases a console and be like, you know what? We're going old school. It's just a fucking game console. You play games on it. It's got, like, internet shit. Like, you know, basically what today's consoles are, like, 10 years from now, and they actually become on top of the hardcore gamers again, just because I think they're too stubborn to go the way Sega did and to get out of the hardcore race and just do software. Especially because a lot of Sega shit went to shit after they did that.
Yeah, that's true.
But, I don't know.
That's a tough question. It really is.
It is tough.
You know, there's a lot of ways you can look at that.
Here we go. Follow-up for Jack Bauer. He says, what's your current mobile phone and computer wallpapers?
I don't know.
Okay, funny story. Every time when I edit the podcast, we do this thing where we have to, if you go to interactivedistractions.com and you look up at the top of the page where it shows that week's issue, you'll see the normal Indus logo, the blue logo with the title name and everything on there. For some odd, weird reason, every time I create that picture, it automatically, I don't do anything for it, it automatically saves as my background.
Are you serious?
Ice every time. That's so funny. Right now, the episode I'm looking at, what is it? I've got so many windows open up. So it's like episode. So it's the picture of that, and it's all grainy because it's all stretched out, and it's like episode 212. Jeff runs up the score. Like it's weird. I don't know what causes it, but I had some really cool Bastion backgrounds, and I can't keep them because they always get replaced by Indus backgrounds. Yeah. Stupid fucking Indus.
My phone one is it's a picture of Vega done like Tron art style. I had it as my Retroids. It's the same. Actually, it's the same thing as my Twitter avatar right now.
Oh, wow.
That's my mobile phone one. And actually, my PC one is actually one of the Indus wallpapers that Jack Bauer actually made.
That's cool.
Really cool.
I had that for a while too. Yeah. Yeah. My phone background is actually Megan. It's a Megatron and a Saints jersey and a Saints beanie. And I gotta say, it's pretty nice. Chris.
I'm a dad.
So no you don't.
My PC that I'm looking at right now has a picture of from Crystal and Liam holding her hand walking away from the camera going down a wooden bridge.
Okay.
Which is a very, very cool picture.
That's pretty fucking cute.
And the one I've got on my phone is my son and my niece in San Francisco playing like on their backs on the floor, just giggling and rolling around. They were having a great time in San Francisco. So yeah, I'm a dad. I have dad backgrounds.
All right.
There you go. Next.
Okay. Off of backgrounds, we're going to go to Nabashin again.
Wow.
What game series do you think needs to take a break? Because the more often it comes out, it lessens the experience for you. We've kind of done something.
We have done this before.
My thing isn't like a certain series. If a certain series comes out too often, I get tired of it. I don't want them necessarily to like. Well, I guess it means wait, I take a break. It happened to God of War with me, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But that was mostly because I played the collection and went into 3 and was like, okay. By the time the new PSP one came out, I was like, I really don't want to play this anymore. Happened with Halo when ODST came out. I'm trying to think of a new one. I can't. Chris?
Zelda.
Zelda?
Ooh,
Zelda needs to take a break and figure out that it would be better if they went back to the fucking 2D overhead style.
Yeah. Okay. That's mine. You got me.
You're doing the Zelda too?
Yep.
I'm trying to think of like a new one, but I can't really think of one right off the bat. I don't know. So I will go with you know what? Call of Duty, because I didn't buy Black Ops, I didn't buy Modern Warfare 3, and I bought like all the other ones. So I guess they didn't take a break, but I'm taking a break from them for a while.
Hey, there you go.
Jack Bauer says, favorite swear word / insult.
Wait, swear word and insult, two completely different things.
Yeah, I know, but he's just like, I don't know. I guess insult. Go for insult.
Okay, eat a biggin.
Eat a biggin. I'm a big fan of eat a dick. But
yeah, you are.
Oh, can we edit that out?
No.
Oh, shit.
Well, I have to admit that I have a special place in my heart for fuck you.
Yeah, but for
some reason, recently, it's been Douche Canoe.
What? I have no idea why.
I like Douche Canoe.
I'm not gonna lie, dog. You got to keep using that.
Mine used to be fucking what was a Jerk Store, but that's
Jerk Store. Yeah, Jerk Store's been worn down though.
Yeah, that was like years ago.
Shit. Yeah, you got everyone on fucking Retroid saying that.
Yeah, that was fucking like literally like 2-3 years ago.
Yeah. Good job, Jeff.
Hey, let me break up the Indus questions a little bit with an email that came to our Gmail account.
Okay.
This is from Trollware. It says, first, I must say to Travis about the Saints. I was thinking about you the entire game, even though I am not a sports ball fan. Okay, now to some questions. Disclaimer, there may be some random questions in the list. To the entire crew, there's a lot of questions here, so we'll go one at a time. What is your favorite genre of music, and what are your favorite bands or artists?
Oh, man.
Okay, so I like new rock and alternative rock. And favorite artists, 311, Lost Prophets, and like Stone Temple Pilots. That's kind of old, like older school now. But, you know, that kind of Foo Fighters, I heart the Foo Fighters, Pearl Jam. Yeah, that's a good one too. So that's my style of music.
Basically, most of the stuff Chris said, minus Lost Prophets and 311. I went through a huge, like, punk. I'm mostly into, like, kind of like punk and like screamo and like metal type stuff, but by lately I mean like the last like 4 years I haven't really listened to too much new stuff. It's all been old stuff, like Chris says.
Hey, have you listened like to Lost Prophets at all?
Yeah, I have their first album.
Okay yeah, their first two albums are really good, and then after that they just kind of went.
Yeah, I just wouldn't listen to my favorites. I don't mind them. I just wouldn't, I wouldn't put them anywhere in my like top probably like 50, but I don't mind them. But, like, no, I like stuff like Tool and like fucking like
Tool is awesome. Yeah, I like Tool.
Yeah, Pearl Jam's my favorite band of like all time. So,
anything that was like really big in the 90s, I'm usually still a big fan of. My wife berates me that I don't listen to anything new, but I think as guys, I think we get to a certain age where we stop listening to.
It's true, man.
With a certain exception here or there, like we stop listening to new things or at least search for new things. It's all about you know, what we know, what's established with us in our hearts. And
I think that's so true.
Yeah. Of course, yeah. 311. I mean, Chris and I have made no argument, you know, that's one of our favorite bands ever. But other than that, I mean, like I said, anything from the 90s, fucking Nine Inch Nails.
Yeah, Nine Inch Nails is definitely good.
You know what? As people can say what they want about them, I love my Red Hot Chili Peppers so much.
Like Chili Peppers have a place. That's the
thing. I love my Chili Peppers, man. Fuck. And then go back deeper into the 80s and, you know, 70s and everything. You got to put that Zeppelin in there. Zeppelin is one of those things where it sounds kind of like, okay, you choose Zeppelin because it's Zeppelin. But, like, I really appreciate what they did to rock and roll. You know, in the 70s, because no one has seen that combo of, like, you know, guitar, bass, drums, lead singer. You know, no one's seen that ever before until they came out.
No one's ever seen a band before, people.
Basically.
It's never happened before. Until
basically, you know, because, like, you know, the Beatles did it with pop, which I love the Beatles, too. The Beatles did it with pop, but no one did it with rock and roll, like, true, like, rock and roll
until
Zeppelin did it. And I really appreciate, because if it wasn't for them, there would be nothing. So I still make it a chore to listen to Zeppelin as much as possible. Any oldie band, of all the oldie bands that I really do dig, though, Pink Floyd is the one.
I was just about to mention Pink Floyd. I'm like, how did you not mention Pink Floyd?
They're the one, like, kind of oldie band that they're kind of like my Desert Island band. Like, I would listen to them more than
anyone
else.
And it's funny, because this isn't even our generation. This is, like, generation before us. Like, that would...
It's timeless, man.
Oh, no, it's definitely timeless, yeah. But yeah, it's just, this is crazy. I just hate the fact that at this age, I more look forward to bands I used to really love that are still putting out albums, and I still have a hope they'll be good, but they're fucking terrible.
Yeah.
Like Metallica and Korn. Korn has sucked for so freaking long, and I love them with the first, like, two or three albums, but they're, oh, man.
Yeah, Korn hasn't put out anything good since, like, 2000.
Oh, God, yeah. They're just god-awful. And Metallica has a new album coming out, and I'm sure it's going to be... terrible.
And 311's last album was just ghastly horrible. Ghastly.
Well, ghastly horrible. Sigma Omega writes in and says, have you guys started reading any of the DC The New comics? If so, what's your favorites?
I have not.
I have not either, but I want to try to, ever since I got my tablet, I want to start getting into comics a little bit more, something to do on the commute to work. Because I don't necessarily like playing games on the commute, but I can totally like just read something. So thanks also to all the people that suggest, like Jack Bauer sent me a huge list of email. I'm going to start on that.
Doc, jump on that Walking Dead, man.
Yeah, actually, yeah. So a lot of people like recommended that. So I'm gonna jump into that. But I have not read any of the new stuff yet. But if I do, I will let you know.
Cool.
Jeff, by the way, also known as Better Tomorrow, he writes in and says, dark meat or white? White wine or red? Hot dogs or hamburgers?
Both, and both. No, I shit you not, dude. I'm on board with all of it.
Yeah, pretty much.
I'm on board with all of it, but if I had to pick one or the other, definitely dark meat. It's
saltier
flavor.
Yeah.
It's so good.
See, I'd rather do the white meat.
Really?
Yeah. I'd do dark meat, hamburger.
Yeah, I'd go dark meat.
Dark meat, hamburger, and probably... God, the wine one is tough.
It's easy for me. White, hands down. I just recently kind of got into drinking wine over the last like year and a half or so, and I only with white. Red wine.
Really?
I still
like the Grigio. Like that's my favorite wine. Like I like Pinot Grigio, but like, but if I had to drink something like more constant, it would be red wine.
Oh, see, yeah, I can't.
I think it was more or less what the caveman diet thing, because I really, really came like to the point where I was like, okay, I like red wine a lot more now
when we were
doing the caveman thing, yeah.
I'm surprised you don't like the dark meat better than with the old caveman diet thing.
No, I love the dark meat, yeah. Dark meat's awesome.
Sigma Omega, he says, he has a two-parter. Let's just only do the second part, because the first one, I think we'll be thinking too long, and we'll go way too long. He says, if you can make a comic, what would the comic and superhero be called? That's part we should probably leave out, because that takes... thinking, and we'll be here forever. But his second part is, yes, what are his or her powers? Again, that goes with the first part. Last part, would it be DC or Marvel Universe?
Oh, wow.
Man, see, I would go...
I'm like in this weird position when it comes to that, and I think it's a similar position that like that Jason is in. It's like, my favorite superhero is Batman, but
yeah.
I don't like the DC Universe.
That's, yeah.
I really don't. I think the Marvel Universe is a much better universe to be in, but Batman is by far the coolest superhero.
Can I say Image? Can I go Image?
I would have said Image back in like the late 90s.
Oh, fuck that, dude. I love Image, man.
What does Image make even now? Like, I tried to look on their app, like some of the stuff they don't even do anymore. It's like also I've never even heard of them. Like, what the hell is this?
Is Gen 13 still going on?
I don't think so.
Is that still going
on? That's like first generation. That's what I'm talking about. Generation 1 for fucking Image, I love. Like Spawn, fucking Youngblood.
Oh, Youngblood was awesome. I'm serious. Gen 13 was my fucking comic.
Gen 13
dude.
Was cool. That was
Gen
cool.
13 was like that, like spank porn for kids who wanted to read comics and everything.
It totally was.
It totally was.
Every single character had looked like Jubilee.
What?
But in a good way.
In a way better way.
Yeah, but I just remember that. I'd go with Marvel Universe for sure.
Yeah, me too.
Marvel.
Like, I love Batman, but honestly, Batman is the only DC character I give a half a rat's ass about.
Yeah.
Fuck Superman. He sucks.
he also says, if you can make an MMORPG on it, any, this is actually good. If you can make an MMORPG on any TV show, what would it be? If you, or movie. He says and movie, but we'll do or movie. So if you can pick it, if you can make an MMO role-playing game on any TV show or movie, what would it be?
Lost.
Okay, I can see that.
Would 24 work?
I was thinking about that, and it's really hard to say because...
You'd have to play for 24 hours.
Not necessarily. You could be like the series, and after the first three seasons, give up on the whole 24 gimmick and just fucking have a show for a season.
What?
Okay. I guess that works, right?
They only did the whole like actual 24 hours thing in terms of like realistically, like where they'd actually show like half an hour of something and then go to like another storyline and have it be like, this is actually half an hour.
No, they stuck with the 24-hour thing.
No, it was there the whole time.
No, they didn't.
Yes, they
okay,
did.
Jack Bauer doesn't take a pee break in the day. I get it, but...
I will... Okay, we'll tweet Jack Bauer. So like he even says, like, no, after the first couple seasons, they totally fucked up the whole continuity with the whole thing in terms of, like, actually be 24 hours of storylines. Like, it's still all supposed to take place in 24 hours, but they gave up on the whole, if you saw a scene for 10 minutes and then went back to another scene, it's 10 minutes after the last time you saw that scene. They just threw that out the window.
Okay, that's just... whatever. Yeah, you're going to have that when you're writing a television show in terms of time constraints, but they're still going for that. That's still what they're going for. They're still going for the, okay, this is happening at that moment in the hour.
Yeah,
that's still the point of the show. So, human beings are writing this thing. It's still
I'm not
what gonna
argue
going
with you.
For.
Just go back and watch season 4 onwards, and you'll see exactly what I mean. When you actually see a scene take place, like pick up exactly where it left off after it left, and you saw another scene for like 20 minutes.
Yeah, I think that's nitpicky, but whatever.
It's not nitpicky. It's just okay. Never mind. It's not 24 hours anymore. But anyway, that'd make a good MMO. You just have to, you know.
Let's see. I could think of a couple of sci-fi shows that might work. Mainly something like Alphas, which is kind of like Heroes. So I guess Heroes would kind of work too.
Yeah, Heroes would work.
Can I throw Mighty Morphin Power Rangers in there?
Oh, fuck you.
Sure, why not? Or Voltron for the people that like good series.
Ooh, that's right. A far superior American animation. Robotech would be right up there, yeah.
I'd go fucking, you know what? Saved by the Bell.
Oh my god.
You're a fucking student in freaking high school.
I love it.
You want a high school MMO?
You could be a nerd. You could be a jock. You could be the smarty. You could be, oh, dude. You could be the owner of, like, the Max.
Yeah. Do they still have those, like, teenage, like not teenage, like, probably, like grade 8 to whatever, like, shows? I remember watching, like, on NBC or whatever every morning. They'd have, like, that basketball one. You guys want to talk about, right?
Nope.
You got to know. It's got, like, you know that guy who's in the first Transformers movie, that bigger black guy?
Nope.
The guy who's like the donut, the guy, he's this hacker guy. You don't remember him?
Nope.
I wish I knew, remember what it was called. But anyway, there was like Saved by the Bell on during that same time. There was like a bunch of other like similar shows with a bunch of teenagers in certain situations. And I was just thinking about that. I'm like, I don't think they have any of those shows anymore. Like directed.
Not on regular network TV.
Yeah,
yeah, like nothing. Like,
that's
they have it on cable.
That's like Disney Channel stuff now.
Yeah, probably.
Really?
Yeah.
You guys don't remember that fucking...
There's nothing
Hang
as good
Time.
As...
Hang Time was the show.
I have no clue what you're talking about.
No, I don't either.
You don't know Hang Time?
Yeah.
Damn.
You lost me, dude.
It's Degrassi... It's, dude, Jeff, is Degrassi or nothing?
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah, Degrassi's pretty much the... Yeah. That's sad.
I love that Canadian melodrama. I'm all
it's
about
not
it.
Canadian, dude. Oh, Degrassi is, yes, totally.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Degrassi is totally Canadian. Anyway, now she says, at what point do you say to yourself, okay, I've been playing this game way too much, and what game was it or were they?
Star Wars.
There you go. Chris.
I don't get a lot of time to play games, so I don't have one of those.
Well, it doesn't have to be recently. It could be any time.
I played Valkyria Chronicles way too much.
I agree.
I'd say at a point where I don't care, I'd say the... To be honest, when I hit the 25-hour mark, when I think to myself, that's an entire day of playing a game, that's when I'm kind of like, holy shit, I've been playing this a lot.
I love how Jeff puts logic in his video game play.
Well, he says, at what point do you say to yourself, I've been playing this way too much? And I'd say that's when I see 25 or 24, that's when I'm like, holy crap. Doesn't mean
is
I stop.
Is it a real 24, though?
See, that's the thing. I don't really think that's a big deal, as long as you pace yourself.
No, he's not saying it's a big deal. He's just saying, at what point would you say I've been playing this way too much?
And that's what I'm getting at. I wouldn't say that
so
because
you
I pace
never
myself.
Hit that point, basically.
Yeah.
Gotcha. In a 1 day period, I'd say 7 hours. I'm like, Jesus Christ, I need to do something with my day.
Yeah. Oh yeah. If it's in if it's in a single day, if I play more games for more than like 4 hours a day, now there's something wrong.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, back when I was single, that was a different story, but, you know, now if I play more than 4 hours, there's probably something wrong.
Word. Sigma Omega, this one should be pretty simple. What's your favorite Disney animated movie, and what's your favorite Pixar movie?
Lion King
as well here.
God damn it, Lion King, yeah.
Probably...
Toy Story.
I wouldn't go with
Not the first one. Wall-E.
Wall-E?
Wall-E's the best. Wall-E's the best Pixar. They're all good, though.
They are all good. I was gonna say Cars.
Oh, really?
I really like Cars, yeah. Cars and, believe it or not, The Incredibles.
I was actually gonna say probably The Incredibles.
I was a little disappointed with The Incredibles.
Really?
Oh, I could watch that every day, man. I think it's awesome.
No Finding Nemo, nothing like that. That shit's hot.
I love Finding Nemo.
Nemo.
I was gonna say
that's the thing. It's like all the Pixar movies are good. So
yeah, they're all good. Yeah.
Yeah, and I get them mixed up because there's so many good. Like,
you could even go back to like anime. Monsters Incorporated, man. That was a good.
I love Monsters Inc. Dude, I'm serious.
You guys are talking over me.
I'm sorry. you're real low over there in the Canadias.
It's all right.
That happens.
Biff Sticks. He says, what would your last meal be?
That's a good question. Doug, I gotta go with straight up like fucking like a really like a half pound hamburger, dude. It's a fucking hamburger and fries.
It's fries? Yeah.
Yeah. Steak fries.
As generic as that shit is, I'd agree. If I had one more meal left, as much as I'd be like, oh, fucking lobster and crab and
burger
steak
and fries.
Yeah. I think cheeseburger and fries. I think that's what I'd go for.
Like, if I'm right about to die and this is the last meal I have, I want the last thought to be, I really regret eating that. And just die.
Can I get a triple quarter pounder?
Supersized fries.
No, I was gonna say
cherry pie.
This is a really tough question for me.
It's got to be Italian, dog.
The first thing that came to my head is like a really good baked ziti.
Okay, that's a good fucking ziti.
Ziti is good shit.
Yeah, baked ziti with like mozzarella and like eggplant in it and stuff like that. It's good stuff.
Forget about it.
Forget about that question. Moving on to Jack Bauer's follow-up from Bissus. He says, what form of death penalty would you choose?
Ooh, now we're getting dark.
Fucking lethal injection, baby.
Just, man. Yeah, serious.
I sure as hell don't want electricity going through me.
God, no.
Am I crazy for wanting a firing squad?
Yeah, because, dude, the first few might not hit you in a vital organ.
That's right. You might feel
shit.
Like six shots before you're dead.
Yeah.
Just pop, 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 pop.
Now, it'd probably be pretty quick overall, but it'd lethal injection, dude, you fall asleep before you even die.
Yeah, that's weak, though. I ain't going.
Now, of course it's weak, but
I ain't going out like no bitch.
So I'll take stoning. Stoning's
you got the death penalty, man. You are going out like a bitch. It doesn't matter how it is.
Out the question. Is
no,
that
it's totally
out the
not.
Question?
You can choose that if you want to, psycho.
Can I be burned at the stake?
All right, I'm going to start calling you Joan.
We got one more. I see what you did there. Joan kick his ass, though.
True.
Jack Bauer was last in his question. Says... Who is usually the last to log into Skype on recording night?
Lately, it's been Chris.
I was just going to say, it used to be Travis, but now it's 100% Chris.
Yeah.
The last, like, few weeks, anyway.
Last couple weeks, yeah, probably.
Someone's got to take care of the baby.
He's asleep, dude. That's the thing. It's like, I'm trying to get a little bit of game time in before, in like the half an hour of time between, you know, the time you know, my wife and my kid go to bed and the time we do this podcast, I'm trying to get like a 30 minutes worth of game time in. And,
yeah,
you know, that's the way that happens. So
it makes sense, dude. We're just being real.
All right. Well, I'm going to finish up Trollware's email since you kind of cut me off there, but.
Oh, did we?
Yeah, it's fine.
Oh, shit.
What was your favorite? Sorry. So this is, the rest of these questions are from Trollware. What was your favorite subject, your favorite and least favorite subject in school?
Hated math, loved English.
Loved math, hated history.
I didn't mind history. We had really cool history classes, though. We had like medieval fucking history. That was fucking badass.
The only thing that I liked about history was when we actually... talked about basically the movie 300 in history.
Okay. That's kind of cool. I hated economics, and I'd say I loved English. I'd say with Travis, yeah. I loved English. We had like fantasy English, science fiction English. It was awesome.
I liked physics too.
physics was cool.
All right, let's see here. Do you have a favorite quote or quotes from a single TV show, one that you remember and can say by heart?
Oh, man, I do, but I can't think of one right now.
See, when I read this, it's like the first thing that comes to my head is Legend. Wait for it.
Derry. I was going to say Lawyered, but that's simple.
Lawyered is pretty simple, yeah.
How I Met Your Mother. Oh, man, not so much. I was quoting a shitload of what's it called tonight, but no one caught on.
I could do movie quotes, but I can't do. Yeah.
Delirious. That's what I was quoting.
Oh no, I get your delirious quotes.
Quotes.
Yeah.
Oh, Travis.
I got nothing. I mean, I got stuff, but I can't think of
can't
it right
think.
Now.
That's the
I'm,
thing,
dude. I'm like so hammered right now. I can't.
Yeah, I know.
Think
that's gonna
anything.
Say that's
yeah.
the, like, we're like 2 hours in. And like, wow, it's hard.
Well,
to think.
Let's get through this quickly then. What game or series have you sunk a ridiculously large amount of time into? I'll give you guys
Skyrim,
one guess what mine is.
Skyrim, Star Wars,
Fantasy Star is mine. Yeah.
Yeah, the longest I guess series. I'd probably say God of War, just because I played through the first. Three, a few.
Times. Oh, if we're talking series, I'll say Final Fantasy.
Yeah, that makes sense.
What show or movie have you watched a ton of times, whether it be on Netflix or DVD?
Forrest Gump. Every single time it's on TV, I will stop what I'm doing and watch that movie.
It's a good movie.
Every time.
It's a good movie.
Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
God damn it, that's good.
I watch that all the time. I used to watch it at least once a month. I haven't watched it in a couple months now, but.
Chris still hasn't seen that movie.
Oh, you no, have to see that movie, dude. It's so good.
Spaceballs.
Spaceballs is a good one.
I could watch that every day, and that's one of the movies that I could probably quote, like,
right?
At least 50% of the shit from it.
And the Spaceballs hold up?
Oh, hell yeah, dude. It holds up well.
Dude. And now that you mentioned that, there's two movies that me and a buddy of mine like love so much, and just recently we've watched them after coming home from the bar, and literally say it like line to line while we're watching it. It's so dumb, but Scary Movie, the first one.
Oh God,
oh,
really?
Love it.
And not another teen movie.
Hey Jeff.
Yo.
Does this shirt make me look gay?
Yo, quick! Yeah,
how about now?
All right, to Travis. What Final Fantasy game do you want me to play?
6.
13, just
hands down.
Yeah, 13 because
13
you suck.
No, 6.
No, better yet, 11 because you suck.
Yeah. 14 if you really.
Oh
think
wow,
so.
Yeah, that's true.
6
to Chris. Hands not down. A question, but hell yeah, Castlevania :- no. Capital D.
That's
to
a
Jeff.
Happy face.
Of the two copies of Battlefield 3 that you own, which have you played more?
That's funny. Single player, definitely PC. Multiplayer, 360.
Okay.
In terms of hours, probably the 360, just because I play multiplayer. Even though, because I mean, the single player's campaign's really fucking short. So, yeah.
Do you use a specific website for news? Do you use a specific website or news aggregator to gather news, or do you make rounds around the internet to get gaming news on sites?
We pretty much do rounds, I guess, eh?
I think it seems like all three of us look at different sites normally. Mm-hmm. So we have like two or three sites that we normally hit, and then, you know, we pull in from other places too.
Pretty much. We used to do it, like, I used to do the news back in the day where I just, like, gather from wherever. Then we turned it to, let's just talk about stuff, like, each of us care about, and then we just all pull from wherever we see stuff that interests us, basically.
Yeah, it's news that we give a damn about. Oh, sorry.
Yeah,
did I
notice?
Wrong show.
Yeah, pretty much.
Sorry.
Yeah.
My bad. So that was the last question, and he ends with the definition of sports ball. Anything sport or activity. Anything sport or activity involving a ball. So thank you, Trollware, for your email.
He just ends it with that.
He ends it with that. Yeah.
All right.
All right. Cool. Well, that's it for that one. And you're out of Indus questions, right?
Yeah, that's all the Indus questions.
And we're out of emails, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Thank God.
That was probably our biggest mailbag episode ever.
I agree.
It's a fat sack.
Yeah.
Hey, new releases. There is nothing coming out next week. Just saying.
All right.
There's a demo next week, I think.
When's the Syndicate demo? That should be coming
out
soon.
Yeah, I think it was Syndicate, now that I think about it.
I think that might be out next
Pick of the week. Go download the Syndicate demo.
And UFC 3. Check that shit out. It's really good.
I'm sure it is.
Yeah, it's really good.
Okay, cool. All right, let's do question of the week.
Okay.
Hey, predictions. That's what we're going to do. So question of the week is, what are your predictions for 2012? To answer the question of the week, you can send us an email. That address is email@interactivedistractions.com. You can send us a voicemail as well. That number is 706-760-4337.
It's not lead, it's feet.
I was hoping you were going to say that. you can check us out on Twitter. We are Indus Podcast. You can follow us individually as well. We are Indus Chris, Indus Travis, and Indus Geoff. Follow us on Facebook. We are Interactive Distractions Podcast. Check us out on Steam and Google Plus. Just search for Interactive Distractions. And I think that about wraps it up. You guys have anything else before we get out of here?
Lovely.
Me too. Thank you guys for listening. Hope you enjoyed the show. If you did, please tell a few friends about us. And if you're on iTunes or Zune Marketplace, please leave us a review. We would appreciate
five,
it.
Five stars and one if you're a massive dick.
So until next time, my name is Chris.
I'm Travis.
And I'm a massive dick.
Eat a dick, and we'll talk to you next week.
He's talking to you, Oates, just in case you're wondering.
Oh, shit.